1-800-989-4200.
Chris Angel takes life to the edge. Bury him alive beneath 6 feet of mud. He slithers back to the surface. Set him on fire. He walks away a little chilly. Pierce his skin with fish hooks and hang him from a helicopter. He'll tell you he really likes the view. Wednesdays on A&E. Entertainment goes extreme. Chris,
how much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out ShastasDoghouse.com.
Call us in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talk radio at its best. AKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush's long-awaited announcement on his pick to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in the U.S. Supreme Court is now history. Bush last night held a primetime address to unveil his selection of federal judge John G. Roberts to the nation's high court. Bush is hopeful that his nominee will sail through the confirmation process. Roberts is regarded as conservative but more moderate than others. Democrats in the Senate Judiciary are already dissecting Roberts with a fine-tooth comb. General consensus of those in the panel and outside is that not enough is known about Roberts on a variety of issues. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says Bush could have picked someone with greater experience. Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy says he's curious about Roberts' take on affirmative action, women rights, and other issues near and dear to the American people. In other news, U.S. State Department memo obtained by a retired department official describing the CIA officer's role in sending her husband to Africa has caught the attention of prosecutors in the Valerie Plame Lee case. Memo may well serve as the smoking gun that government investigators are looking for, since it largely disputes the administration's claims that Iraq was shopping for uranium. Classified memo was sent to Air Force One just after former U.S. Ambassador Joseph Wilson went public with his assertions that the Bush administration overstated the evidence that Iraq was interested in obtaining uranium from Niger for nuclear weaponry. Americans have growing doubts about President Bush's honesty and his effectiveness. According to a poll taken at the time, people are uneasy with the war in Iraq, uncertain about the economy, and nervous about the terrorist threat. Half of those in a poll taken by the Pew Research Center, 49%, said they believe the president is trustworthy, while almost as many, 46%, said he's not. Bush was at 62% of this measure in the September 2003 Pew poll and at 56% in the Gallup poll in April. One of the Bush's strong suits throughout his presidency has been a perception by a majority of people that he is honest. The slide in trust in Bush comes at a time when the White House is answering questions about top aide Karl Rove's involvement in the public leak of the identity of a CIA operative. And a British research group said yesterday that about 25,000 civilians died in violence in Iraq in the 2 years after the start of the U.S.-led invasion. Iraq body count compiled as figures of killings that occurred between March 20th, 2003 and March 19th of 2005 from reports by major news agencies, including the Associated Press and British and American newspapers. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This news report is brought to you by General Motors. For the first time in history, everyone in America gets the GM employee discount. You pay with GM employees, paying not a cent more at participating GM dealers only. Hurry, event ends July 5th.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, so far, we're off to a good start this morning. Southbound I-25, seeing a nice ride if you're coming out of the Thornton Northbound area into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, we do have a stall. It's off to the right shoulder now at Logan, not causing too much of a problem. 225 moving along fine, north and southbound, and I-70 checking clear in both directions between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Now around town, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Belmont, they all look good. Highway 93 on the diagonal doing okay, and the turnpike trouble-free both east and westbound. Taking a look at the forecast, another hot one with highs in the hundreds today, right now at 70 degrees. Going to the airport, the easiest way to DIA is on RTD Skyride for $10 or less each way. Free parking at any of the 16 metro area park and rides. So save your money for the fun stuff. Skyride to DIA, 303-299-6000. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Tired of Bush?
Oh, tired.
The change starts now.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy.
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection Store, two blocks west of Havana on East Colfax and at BroyhillofDenver.com.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
From parent company Denver sister stations within any 90-day period. Additional rules apply. For complete rules, visit our office at 4695 South Monaco Street, Denver, 80237.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
One of the most consequential decisions the president makes is his appointment of a justice to the Supreme Court. When a president chooses a justice, he's placing in human hands the authority and majesty of the law. The decisions of the Supreme Court affect the life of every American. And so a nominee to that court must be a person of superb credentials and the highest integrity. A person who will faithfully apply the Constitution and keep our founding promise of equal justice under law. I have found such a person in Judge John Roberts.
Good morning, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 6 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 100 degrees. Could even go past 100. Well, the Bush strategy has worked. If you go through and you look at any of the newspapers today, the Post, the Rocky, the New York Times, any of them, the Karl Rove story is off the front page, and John G. Roberts, Bush's Supreme Court pick, is on the front page. We're going to talk to a number of people this morning about this nomination. This guy has got a paper-thin resume in the sense that he's only been on the appeals court there in Washington, D.C. I think it's the 10th Circuit, for about 2 years. So there's not much for Democrats to go after as far as his judicial record goes. He did, however, once when he was working in the Solicitor General's office, I believe, for George W. Bush's father, Bush the First, he did argue against Roe versus Wade. But most of us don't know enough about this guy really to make any kind of comments. Ken Salazar, who would not return our phone calls, issued a kind of a blanket statement, kind of a really a kind of a non-statement last night, saying that he would reserve judgment, but that he had never heard of the guy before last night, and that he would reserve judgment. All day yesterday, people were speculating that Joy Clements would get the job, Edith Joy Clements. And it turned out that they were wrong. And so the Bush strategy worked because it threw everybody off. And it also took the sting out of the idea that you're replacing a woman with a man. But it's just worked incredible. I mean, you know, the Roe story has disappeared. Now, we've got two stories operating really this morning. We've got the Tancredo story, which is still around because now Muslims around the world are starting to react negatively to what Tom Tancredo said about bombing holy sites, including the State Department, which issued a negative statement about it, basically saying that that it was ill thought out. I'm paraphrasing him. We've got that going. We've got the John G. Roberts nomination going, and we've still got the Karl Rove story out there, even though it's off the front pages this morning. So we're going to talk about all of those in one way or another, but we'll definitely zero in on John Roberts. We're going to hear from a number of people here this morning. We've also got somebody on, coming on this morning, who spent years tracking Osama bin Laden, and we'll talk about why Osama bin Laden got away. And about tracking Osama bin Laden, and we'll do that coming up later on this morning, too. So we got a full slate of stuff here this morning. Don't be shy, 303-713-7600. Now, tomorrow morning, Aaron Hart will be here for me, because tomorrow and Friday, I fill in for Ed Schultz, and I'm going to try like hell not to wreck his show, but I fill in for him both Thursday and Friday. So Aaron Hart will be here tomorrow morning. Yesterday, I made two gaffes on the show. And I don't mind bringing them up. One was that I said that an important Shiite leader, I believe I said this, an important Shiite leader had been shot, who was helping to draft the Constitution, had been killed in Iraq yesterday, and it turned out that it was not Shiite, it was a Sunni leader. Also, there's an article today about how the new Iraqi Constitution may limit to women's rights. That's in some of the newspapers this morning. Anyway, but it was a Sunni, so I blew that. And then also, I said that Bush had maintained a standard about Karl Rove, that he had said that anybody caught it leaking information from his administration would he would handle it and they would be fired, and I didn't get the date right on that. He had said something about it in 2000 when he was campaigning, but he actually made the statement on July of 2003, not September. So and my source on that is the Washington Post, by the way. I believe Dana Milbank may have wrote that article. But so I want to correct that too. See, you know, I have no problem coming in front of the microphone and saying I'm sorry. I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. All right, but here's a question I want to ask you this morning. We know that the Bush strategy of moving up the Supreme Court nomination by 10 to 15 days has bigfooted the Roe story. So the Roe story has gone away. And even while we spent days talking about the Roe story, people would send me emails saying, you know what, you're losing sight of the bigger picture. You're losing sight of the Downing Street minutes. Why are you talking about Karl Rove and not the Downing Street minutes? And I know that in talking about John G. Roberts this morning, being nominated for the Supreme Court, and the fight will begin, even though it won't be as big a brawl as most people thought it would be. Mainly because there's not much to brawl about when it comes to Roberts, and the Supreme Court will have to ask, the Senate will have to ask questions, and will have to interview Roberts, and Roberts is meeting senators today, and they'll have to go through the investigative process with him. As I said, the Roberts story has pushed the Roe story off, and the Roberts story has also pushed the Tancredo story off the front page. So here's my question. You can vote in this poll, because I thought about this last night. So there is no right or wrong answers to any of this. It's only your feelings. At 303-713-7600, which is the most important story? Karl Rove? Roberts for the Supreme Court? Tancredo and the Muslim comments? Or the Downing Street minutes? Which should we be focused in on? And which story would you vote for as being the most important story? Now, one thing we will do this morning is we'll talk to people this morning about the John G. Roberts nomination. We have somebody coming on from People for the American Way. We have also got somebody coming on from the Center for American Progress. We'll also have somebody on, as I said, to talk about Osama bin Laden. We've also got to Lawrence O'Donnell coming up in the last half hour of the show to talk about the Rove story and about how he knew about Karl Rove literally months before the story ever broke. But I want to know from you this morning, if you want to get in here, the members of the 6 o'clock club, and get in here this morning and vote. And I'm going to keep a running tally of this all morning long. Which is the most important story? Roe, Roberts for the Supreme Court, Tancredo, or the Downing Street Minutes? What story should be on the front page of every American newspaper and should be the subject of every talk show going? Which of these stories? Because I constantly get these emails from people who tell me that they're unhappy. Well, you know, you're spending too much time on Karl Rove and you're not spending enough time on the Downing Street Minutes. Well, you know, you're talking about the Downing Street Minutes, but what about the Karl Rove scandal? And what about the Supreme Court nomination? You know, if I don't talk about that, I mean, people are going to, you know, I'm going to get complaints about that as well. So I want to try to, you know, make everybody feel welcome and to try to honor all of this. But the John G. Roberts story, the Supreme Court nomination, and the John G. Roberts story, and there's going to be, you know, there's going to be things to ask about Roberts. First of all, let's see if the senators have the huevos to ask him about arguing against Roe versus Wade. Where does he stand on green issues? How does he feel about green issues and about things involving the environment? And there's just a number of things to ask John G. Roberts. But anyway, I want you to vote 303-7137.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomh-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Ray Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now, with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at musicbeyondwords.com.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
It's because many bankruptcy rights are ending. Call Grossenbach Attorneys at Law, 303-571-0077 today.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 619, 19 minutes after 6. High today could be as high as 104 degrees. Hey, don't miss the largest, speaking of hot, don't miss the largest gathering of progressives in Colorado history, July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. Be the Change USA presents a celebration of democracy at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We believe the change starts now. That's why I'm going to be joining Ed Schultz at this event. Tickets are $30. They're going fast. To buy yours, go to am760.net right now. You know, speaking of John G. Roberts, a couple other things. How does he feel about affirmative action? Also the fact that he's battled to open public lands to mining. That's also something else that we should be asking him about. But I'm asking you this morning, what's the most important story? Rove, Roberts, Tancredo, or the Downing Street Minutes? Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. What do you vote for, Mick?
Hey, I have to say that, you know, you take... the Karl Rove story and the Downing Street Minutes, and they're both twins, basically. They're intertwined.
Yeah, you only get one vote, though.
Well, I'll have to say that Karl Rove right now, you know, would edge out the Downing Street Minutes, basically, is the most important story. That's the one that, you know, I'm sure that, you know, with everything going on with Tancredo, they're applauding because that's a distraction, a big distraction. And the same thing with, you know, with this nomination of, you know...
John G. Roberts?
Yeah, John G. Roberts and stuff. And what my personal take on it is that I think that they're throwing him out as a poison pond, basically. That they're going to... they know he has very little experience. The Senate Judiciary Committee that looks at this and is going to have him and interview him are going to find very little substance there, and eventually it'll come down to Bush saying, well, you know, these guys are doing the same thing they always do. They're always questioning, you know, choices that I have, and they'll pull him and they'll put somebody in with more, you know, that has more of a track record but is also more conservative.
No, I disagree. I don't think they'll pull him. I think he'll make it. I think that he'll get through a very little resistance. Very little resistance.
You know, I don't remember what, like, suit or what, you know, I mean, I thought that he was, you know, more or less like a teacher beforehand. I mean, he's been a judge, but I think he had a lot of...
He's only been on the bench 2 years.
Souter had only been on the bench.
Oh, no, I'm not sorry. I thought you were talking about Roberts.
Oh, no, I thought Souter had kind of come in a little light, too, that he had been more or less like a, you know... Like,
well, you know, the advantage of having somebody, though, like Roberts, the advantage of having somebody light is they got no paper trail. But here's some things we do know about him. He did argue once to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
He has argued to open public lands to mining. He has, you know, we got to find out where he stands on affirmative action.
What's his stance on labor, I wonder?
You know? Well, I'd say that's something else that should probably be asked. So what you ought to do is you ought to get in touch with Salazar and ask him to ask those questions. Mick, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, have a good day. Let's go to Stephanie in Lakewood. Stephanie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, didn't
didn't the guy say that, well, he's a lawyer, he argues both sides, and he just happened to be arguing that side, anti-Roe versus Wade?
That's what they'll say, you're right.
Yeah, well, that's actually, you know, I'm most interested in this. Last night on the
way... All right, wait a minute, though, but which of these do you vote for?
I vote for Roe.
You vote for Roe? You think Roe is the most important story?
To me.
Okay, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, on my way to work last night, on Randy, she had Wilson, and he had said that he was in Baghdad 2 days before the missiles flew, and somebody at work, some creep, had said that on CNN, the CIA had said that she'd been inactive for over 5 years at that point. I don't think that's true. Do you have any facts on that?
Yeah, the allegation is that, and Wilson has said in interviews, that she was not covert and that she had not been covert for 5 years. However, the 1982 identities law covers 5 years. But, see, that's neither here nor there. I mean, what the real story is, what the real Roe story is, what this whole story is really about, and Molly Ivins has got an excellent column this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, what this story is about is how we got into the war in Iraq and how we were lied to. That's what the real story is all about. The whole thing about Roe, you know, being fixated with Joe Wilson because he believed he was a Democrat, I mean, that's come out. The whole thing about Wilson and Scooter Libby, Lewis Scooter Libby, being... you know, fixated with Joe Wilson and this whole thing about Valerie Plame. Yeah, that's important, and that's part and parcel of what's gone on. And I hope one of those guys gets nailed. But the real story here is about how we got into Iraq. But the Republicans would like you to lose sight of the real story, and what they would like you to do is focus off on Wilson.
Right.
And that's what that's about. And when they blew Valerie Plame's cover, all those people that she had worked with in front organizations, all their covers were blown as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, Karl Rove and Scooter Libby ought to be ashamed of themselves, and this White House ought to be ashamed of itself. And even though I got in that that argument yesterday, and I got the date wrong, in July of 2003, Bush said, according to the Washington Post, that he would fire anybody that he caught getting involved in leaking. But yet now he has a different standard for Rove. Now he has a different standard for Lewis and Scooter Libby.
Well, I was screaming my head off when he first said he was going into Iraq. And it's like nobody listened. How could you not listen?
Well, you know, the American public got suckered. All right, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. Well, so far in the voting here this morning, Rove leads. Let's go to Deborah in Loveland. Deborah, good morning. You're on AM 760.
I want to thank you for bringing all these stories up because I get the Loveland Reporter Herald, and the conspicuous thing is the absence of these stories. And when there is these stories, boy, they're reported in the most minimal way possible.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'd even be reported minimally if it weren't for Air America and Amy Goodman. You guys get on the stories, and then the Reporter Herald begrudgingly gives the least amount. Nothing like when Bill Clinton and Monica were on. Boy, the Reporter Herald spared no expense to splash them all over the country.
Oh, we had to hear about that every single day.
Yep.
Every day we had to hear about that. All right, what do you vote for as the most important story?
Yeah, I say the Downing Street memo because that shows that Bush and Tony Blair were planning the Iraq war before 9/11 ever occurred, and one has to ask why, and you start to connect the dots. How come Bush is turning and his administration turn a blind eye to the terrorist training camps in Pakistan? They go after Iraq, and none of the 19 9/11 bombers were from Iraq, but 15 of them were from Saudi Arabia,
I know.
They were Pakistan minimally figured among the 19. And you know why? And you see Rove blowing the Valerie Plame's cover, and outing the Pakistan mastermind for what ended up being this recent bombing in London, and had they been able to get those agents, that very well might not have happened. And
well, the British definitely dropped the ball on that. All right, Deborah, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call.
I mean, connect the dots. It's really bad.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it. 303-713-7600. Cast your vote here this morning. Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. No, there's no question in my mind it's Downing Street.
Okay.
That absolutely, that to me is the cornerstone of all of this. I think Rove would come a very close second, but to me, Downing Street is the most
okay,
important.
Okay, but can I play devil's advocate for a second and ask you, what about John G. Roberts and the chance that with him added to the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade could be overturned?
That's a big concern, and there's no doubt about it. But I think the Iraq War and all the tricks that have come out of this White House, all of the lies and the deceit, I think at this point in time, that has to be number one.
All right, so you give it the Downing Street.
Downing
minutes.
Street, I don't, no question in my mind at all.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right, what do you think, man?
I think you hit it on the head earlier that the Karl Rove story and the Downing Street minutes are all part of the same story, that, you know, why it is that we're in Iraq and all of the lies that have gone on in the past and the, you know, the deceptions and so on. And now it's just more of the same, because it's all coming out. This whole Karl Rove story is just more of the same. And you notice there's just more and more lies being heaped and heaped on this whole story. I noticed the Republican National Committee chairman on the news the other day. I think it was Face the Nation.
Oh, Ken Melman, I saw that.
Yeah, oh my gosh, wasn't every word that came out of his mouth a lie?
It was like the guy was drowning in it. Okay, but you can only vote for one, so you got to vote for one here.
Well,
you can't have Rove and Downing Street together because they're actually covered by the media as two separate stories. So you got to make a choice between Downing Street, Robert G. Johnson for the Supreme Court, John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court. Actually, it's John G. Roberts Jr. Let me be correct about that. Or Tancredo or Downing Street.
I think Downing Street then.
All right. Well, now you put Downing Street in the lead. All right, so Downing Street is the most important of the three of those stories, or the four of those stories. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just don't think that the Roberts story is all that interesting right now, because we don't know much about him. And,
right.
And I'd like to hear what comes out in the Senate hearings.
Well, keep it here on AM 760, because we've got a bunch of people who are going to be on to talk about it this morning.
Okay, great.
All right. Hey, thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
All right, cast your vote at 303-713-7600. So far, the Downing Street memo is edging out the Karl Rove story, but only by one vote. John G. Roberts, nobody has voted for that, and nobody's voted for Tancredo either. Which of these stories do you think is the most important, and are the other ones distractions? 303-713-7600, 630 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic Now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25 starting to fill in around 84th Avenue, and then it opens up for the drive into downtown and through T-Rex, and now it looks like those protesters, they're back again, so that's going to start causing delays for you this morning. Now, northbound I-25, have a stall off to the right shoulder at Logan, 225, moving along fine, north and southbound, and I-70, actually starting to fill in a little bit in both directions approaching I-25. Now, around town, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline, all doing pretty well. Highway 93 and the Diagonal are starting to stack up, and the Turnpike trouble-free, both east and westbound. Looking at the forecast, another hot one with a high of 104 expected today. Right now, it's already 70 degrees. Nobody sells more Chrysler's, Jeeps, and Dodges in the Rocky Mountain region than Lithia Motors. And with Chrysler's Employee Pricing Plus on almost every new 05 Chrysler product in stock, you pay what they pay.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578.
That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call...
We also cover you with the worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. But what makes Rockies different from all the other dealers that advertise on the radio and in the media, on TV and in the newspapers? Well, Rockies is dedicated to making you happy. How do I know that? I've attended meetings. I've attended sales meetings at Rockies. I've been involved with Rockies on and off over the last 6 years. And Mary and I have bought three to four cars. I think it's been four cars from Rockies. And you know something? They're just great people. And they just really are out there to make you happy. And that's their number one priority. Now, if you're going to be at the Adams County Fair this weekend, Shagman, Odell, and Audra will be at the Adams County Fair for Rockies. That's from noon to 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sunday. You can pre-qualify for a car loan at RockiesAutos.com and also browse the massive inventory to see what I'm talking about, or just drop by in person. Their hours, well, they're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, things will be fine and they'll stay late. They're family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're big supporters of AM 760.
Your voice. We are Americans for Energy Independence. EI2025.org.
Tired of Bush? The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy Saturday, July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. Speakers include AM 760's Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz, Democrats Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon, and entertainment from Nina Story and Lanny Garrett. Tickets are $30. Get them now on AM760.net. AM760.net.
Morning, 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I certainly hope you got AC today. High 104 degrees. It's going to be hot. I was working out yesterday at the YMCA. Man, I'm telling you, there was no air conditioning. Well, the air conditioning was going, but it was like it had no effect over on this treadmill I was on. God almighty, it was like staggering through the Sonoran Desert yesterday trying to get my 1 mile in. All right, we're asking you to vote this morning on what is the more important story. John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court, Karl Rove scandal, the Downing Street minutes, or Tom Tancredo's blow up all the Muslim holy sites edict. And let me read you. I'm going to read you something here before we take some more calls. This is from Howard Dean. This was issued yesterday. The following is a press release from the Democratic National Committee. And here's what the Democratic National Committee had to say about Judge John G. Roberts. Faced with a growing scandal surrounding the involvement of Deputy White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove and Vice President Cheney's Chief of Staff Louis Libby in leaking the identity of a covert CIA operative, President Bush announced his nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court late this evening. Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean today issued the following statement on the nomination. It is disappointing that when President Bush had a chance to bring the country together, he instead selected a nominee who may have impressive legal credentials, but also has sharp partisan credentials that can't be ignored. Democrats take very seriously the responsibility to protect the individual rights of all Americans and is committed to ensuring the ideological judicial activists are not appointed to the Supreme Court. The Senate Judiciary Committee will now have the opportunity to see if Judge Roberts can put his partisanship aside and live up to the Supreme Court Justice's duty to uphold the rights and freedoms of every American and the promise of equal justice for all. And that's from Howard Dean. Let's go to Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's great to talk to you again.
Oh, Dana, it's nice to have you on.
Thank you for you and Air America for giving regular people the real story and all of the real stories every day. And as far as the vote, Jay, that's the real issue. The strategy of the Republicans is to spray us with a machine gun of stories so that we can't possibly control or defend or fight against any of them effectively, because there are too many. They are spraying us with a machine gun.
Well,
and there are so many, you cannot possibly fight against any of them and win, because you no sooner start fighting one story than 10 more come out.
Well,
you talk about all of them every day.
Yeah,
and that's the whole strategy.
I don't want to don't want to partisan the vote here, but you know, if you're asking me to vote, I would have a hard time picking with the exception of one thing, and that's Tom Tancredo. I would say the Tom Tancredo story, which is again in the papers again this morning, because now it's starting to pick up steam in the Muslim world, to me is the least important story. The most important story here, I would say, the two most important. Well, I got to live by my own rules, and I can only pick one. To me, the most important story would be Roe.
Well, Roe is huge, but so is
John G. Roberts.
So are 100 others, Jay. I don't think that's the whole point. I don't think you can pick one.
Yeah, you can, because that's what we're going to do.
I can't. And what I'm saying is that's the whole
strategy.
Oh, come
on, Dana. Dana, you gotta play along. You gotta pick one.
I can't pick, Jay. You know why? That is their whole strategy. Starting back to their theft of the election, it is one thing after another, and 10 more tomorrow, and 10 more the next day. They don't want you to be able to focus on anything because then you can't win any of them.
Yeah, but I think I think we're capable of managing more than one story at a time in our heads. I mean, I think we're capable of adding up more than one story. And all I'm basically doing here is reacting to the email that I get every day about, well, you know, this is a diversion from this, and this is a diversion from that. So I'm I'm asking people to pick what they think the main story is.
Well, you know what, Jay?
So you got to pick one, Dana.
I can't.
Oh, you got to.
I can't.
Oh, Dana, it's the rules of the game.
It's 10 stories a day, and they don't want you to be able to defend any of them. Look what happens when something comes out. It's huge. It's impeachable. It's a felony. And you know what? We're going to forget about it because there will be 100 other things that are coming out after. They spray us with these things, and you can't. It's like if you were standing with a shield, and somebody was spraying you with bullets from a machine gun, you couldn't possibly defend yourself
Should I add a category, none of the above?
How about all of the above?
All right, wait a minute. Hang on. Let me scratch
all of the above.
Let me scratch all that. Okay, to make you happy, all of the above. You want to pick all of the above?
All of the above.
All right, you're on. You're on for all of the above.
And the 100 that will be after.
Okay.
Because you know there will be. And the 10,000 there were before.
All right. I thank you for calling.
Thanks, Jay. Keep it up, man. Love
all right.
You.
You're the best. Love you, too. What'd you say, John? What do you mean I can't have all of the above? I'm making the rules. Let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, I guess I'm one of those guys standing there with a machine gun. My vote would be none of the above. It should
Above, right, actually, is the category. All of the above.
It should be none. The bigger story is the terrorist bombing in London. Those were British.
Yeah, but that's not on the. Yeah, but wait a minute. You can't sit here and like totally and completely bend the rules and you've got to react to what's there. I mean, you got to react to what I'm giving you. And I know that the British story is big, and I understand that. But you know what? We're talking about in the United States, domestic, and we're talking about what effect it has domestically on the United States of America. You can pick from Karl Rove, John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court, Tom Tancredo's Big Mouth, the Downing Street Minutes, or you can do as Dana did, and you can pick all of the above. Take your choice.
None of the above. They're diverse.
Well, you can't have none of the above. Thank you. Goodbye. I mean, I hate people that do that. You can't have none of the above. It's either all of the above or nothing. I mean, what, you know what? We're trying to change the rules here. Boy, this is an ideologically principled audience. I've never worked any place where I've ever had this problem before. I don't run many of these polls. I don't do it for the most part. But man, you ought to see my email. You ought to see my email. I mean, either I get email calling me an idiot, or I get email saying, you know what? Don't talk about this. This is a distraction. That's a distraction. Well, I'm just asking you to choose here at 303-713-7600. Tim in Denver. Tim, you're on AM760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tim. Pick one.
That's easy. It's Downing Street Memos.
Okay.
I want to back up for just half a second, though. You said something earlier that needs to be corrected. You were off by a minute on giving us the time, and you said that's a lie. Now, that's what a misstatement is. When Bush opens his mouth, that's a lie.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted you to be correct about that.
You are the best. You are the best, Tim.
Downing Street Memos.
All right, buddy.
That was the beginning of cracking the shell. Rove has been doing this stuff for years.
Yeah.
So what he's done now is really no different than anything he's done his entire career, and we've ignored it. But if it wasn't for something coming from outside the country, we wouldn't even look.
All right, man, I got you, and I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your vote. You're the man.
All right, talk to you again.
Okay, hope so. All right, 6:44, 16 minutes in front of 7 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Vote now at 303-713-7600, which is the most important story. Rove, John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court, Tancredo's Big Mouth, the Downing Street Minutes, which seems to be leading in the voting now.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Three Hoffs is full to the brim. They've got more than 300 patio sets on display, over 5,000 ready to order. And if you buy it today, Three Hoffs...
Vans and SUVs in Colorado. And don't take my word for it. You know what you need to do? Go to RockiesAutos.com and browse the inventory yourself. Or pre-apply for a car loan right there online and get set up to get that vehicle of your choice. And right now, Rockies Autos has got that magic down incentive going up to $1,500. Rockies also has Carfax. A lot of dealers don't even have this. And what it does is it tells you how many times a car's been titled, who's had it, and where it's been, and it gives you a background on the vehicle that you're looking at buying. Because after all, buying a car is a big investment. They also have a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Now, if you're going to be at the Adams County Fair this weekend, Rockies Autos will be there both Saturday and Sunday with Shagman, Odell, and Audra. They'll be there noon to 4, and that's Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sunday. So stop by and say hello. Or stop by Rockies Autos now, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Their hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll take care of you and things will be fine. Rockies Autos, I talk a lot about them, I know. And one of the reasons I do is they're big supporters of AM 760, and they're good folks. Say hello to my buds out there, like Spanky and Colby and the Tower of...
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
Tired of the same old lunch routine? Stop by your neighborhood Einstein Brothers for a splash in their Taste of the Tropics menu with orange mango bagels, peach mango muffins, kick and jerk chicken salad, and Caribbean crab chowder. Einstein Brothers has many delicious ways for you to escape to the tropics. To find out more about Einstein Brothers' Taste of the Tropics menu, or to locate a store nearest you, click the banner in your player or visit www.einsteinbros.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection store, 2 blocks west of Havana on East 12th Avenue at BroyhillofDenver.com.
Broyhill Home Collection.
I really love your dreams within your means.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
To donate blood, call 303-363-2300 or visit bondfees.org.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Monday, August 8th at Red Rocks Country Club in Morrison for the 4th annual Chippin' for Kids Golf Classic, benefiting the Pediatric Liver Center at the Children's Hospital. The number of golfers is limited, so register now.
And then coming up a little later on this morning, we've got folks from People for the American Way and also Center for American Progress to talk about the John G. Roberts nomination. On and off, I'm going to be running this poll all morning at 303-713-7600. Which is the most important story? Roe, Roberts for the Supreme Court, Tancredo's Big Mouth, the Downing Street Minutes, or all of the above? That's a nod to Dana in Fort Collins. Dan and Greeley, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Dan, I'm doing great. What do you think, man?
I think it's Karl Rove.
Okay.
Reason why I say that is because Downing Street Memo has been out for a little while, even though I think that's very important, and that's probably reverting back to the Clinton days, the blue dress.
Right.
But I think that I kind of compare Karl Rove with Linda Tripp, a constant pathological liar and a cheat, and has a history of it. And right now, it's the most important thing. The other two are Tom Credo is just a idiot. He makes stupid statements, and as far as the Supreme Court nominee, that's too early. It's just, I don't even know who the guy is. So
We're just learning about him. I mean, there are some things we do know about him. For instance, that he did argue against Roe versus Wade, that he has argued about opening public lands to mining, we don't know exactly where he stands on affirmative action. So there are some things out there that are known about him, that he could be the ideological twin of Antonin Scalia, but so far, and that he has kind of a hands-off approach to industry, too. But, you're right. The Senate's going to have to flesh this out just a little bit more, I think.
I think so, and I think that Chuck Schumer was on CNN this morning was saying that he had not voted for him
for
D.C. because of the he wouldn't answer his questions truthfully, he didn't think. So,
yeah, three Democratic senators voted against John G. Roberts. It was Patrick Leahy of Vermont, it was Chuck Schumer of New York, and Dick Durbin of Illinois.
Right, and I have respect for all three of those individuals. They've been pretty, you can always tell where they're coming from most of the time.
I agree.
black and white. They're constantly in the black and white. You know,
yep. So. All right, Dale. Anyway, thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Vince. How are you?
104. Holy moly.
It's going to be 104, pal. Figure out a way to stay cool.
Oh, well, maybe Bush will change science, and when it's really 104, they'll tell you it's 70.
It's 104. It's 104. Let's not have any arguments about global warming, okay?
Absolutely. Rove, by all means. And, you know, Rove and the Downing Street memo are interchangeable. They are part of the same thing. This whole Rove thing, I think this is actually the linchpin for this whole administration, just how crooked they are. If we can get to the bottom of this whole thing, and hopefully Fitzgerald has got the cojones to do that, if we can get to the bottom of this thing, basically it's all about this illegal war. This and if, you know, we can unravel all of this junk. Somebody actually mentioned today that they ought to put, you know, the Democrats ought to go forward and say, hey, we're not going to have a confirmation hearing until after we've cleared up this whole investigation, because, you know, an argument can be made that if we've got an illegitimate president, he probably shouldn't be naming anybody. And if he's part of this whole thing, which basically what happened is, you know, when they came down on Wilson, they basically scared off the media. And if the media had been able to investigate and to report on what Wilson had said, perhaps the Congress and the U.S. public would have been snowed into supporting this war.
Yeah, well, you know, it's awful hard, though, because the Democrats don't have the votes. If the Democrats had the votes, there'd be an investigation into Rove right now on the Senate floor. As far as Fitzgerald goes, yeah, Fitzgerald's got what it takes to complete the job. Look what he recently did here. It's in the news this morning. They arrested two aides to Mayor Daley in Chicago on patronage corruption, charged with patronage corruption. Now, all right, Daley's a Democrat, but in reality, he's not really a Democrat. He's a Daleycrat. And,
exactly.
And the fact is that Fitzgerald's got it to go after him, man. I'm telling you, he's got it to go after Rove.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
If that turns out to be the case.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I don't even know what it is. But anyway, it's Rove.
All right, man, thanks.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
Definitely, and your last caller did a very good job exemplifying why Rove. I think that will certainly untangle a lot more of the web of the deceit, and it will lead into some of the other issues. But certainly, Carl Rove, and I do want to compliment Dana. She, you know, I think she exemplifies the passion, the frustration, the anger that so many of us have, and what we need to do is learn to focus on singular issues. Sure, I would love to go after all four of those items, but we need to get our act together and focus on specific issues, and I think it's Carl Rove. That will untangle a lot of other. That will bring out the Downing Street memos. That will bring out so many other deceptive practices that have gone on in the White House. So, Carl Rove.
All right, pal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good one.
All right. Let me see if I can squeeze one more in. Robert in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760. Go.
Yeah, Jay. Thanks again for putting the word out on, you know, Air America. But what I was going to say is that it's Carl Rove. Because without Karl Rove, you might not even have George Bush in the presidency. The Tom Tancredo thing is simply the same kind of arguments you heard during the Cold War type thing of you step on me, I'll step on you, which is absolutely a pointless way of diplomacy. And I think the thing, I'm going to refer to Dana here now and just say, you can't let the multiplicity of bad things going on let you become apathetic. You cannot let that get you to the point where you go, oh, I can't do anything because every time I turn around, something bad is going on.
You All right, man. Well said.
And do things.
Well right. said, Robert. Appreciate it. All right, Karl Rove leads in the voting, followed by the Downing Street memo, and then all of the above. And the choices, Rove, John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court, Tancredo's Big Mouth, the Downing Street memos, or all of the above. But right now, Rove leads with the most votes, and then comes the Downing Street memo, and then all of the above, Tancredo and John G. Roberts of the Supreme Court Trail. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we're going to take a time out from this and talk to Michael Schur, 22 years CIA veteran who served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit. We'll talk to him about that and about also what he thinks, why we went to war in Iraq. That's coming up next.
Now, more than ever, your voice must...
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store, now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Crazy and start saving money in taxes, call 1-866-HSA-EXPERT or go to your HSAExpert.com.
Jay Marvin in the morning.
Now's the time, now's the place
on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever.
KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The signs have been there for some time, but a recent poll by the Pew Research Center has confirmed that almost half of the American populace question the trustworthiness of President Bush. Despite this poll did indicate that a slight majority still maintains he's highly ineffective, but the continuing war in Iraq, the slumping economy, and the latest wrinkle in the CIA leak case have had a considerable impact on perception. Drastic decline of 46% from an administration high of 2 years ago at 62% is indicative of the dilemma. A political analyst from Columbia University in New York says if Bush was doing well in the economy and there was greater certainty about Iraq, his poll numbers would be stronger. Some speculate that Bush's announcement of federal Judge John G. Roberts as his first pick to replace Sandra Day O'Connor on the U.S. Supreme Court is a deliberate attempt to distract from the other problems facing his administration in the second term. Reaction to the nomination has been mixed. Most Democrats want to know where Roberts stands on a variety of issues, but the president of the Washington, D.C.-based Family Research Council contends that the die has been cast and that the president is showing the nation what direction he wants to take the high court. Here's Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council.
I think the president has made a nomination that he promised the American people in his reelection. He promised that he would nominate justices along the lines of a Scalia or a Thomas. While he only has a short period of time on the bench, his opinions as well as his previous work would indicate that he understands the role of the court, and that is to interpret law and not to legislate. So we feel pretty comfortable that the president has made the right choice.
Tony Perkins of the Family Research Center in Washington, D.C. Members of the committee drafting Iraq's new constitution are pushing for a greater role for Islam in civil law. Members disclosed that today, a proposal that could erode women's rights in such matters as marriage, divorce, and inheritance. Miriam Al-Reyes, a female Shiite Muslim member of the drafting committee, said Islam will be a main source for legislation in the constitution and the state religion. More than two dozen doctors walked out of one of Baghdad's busiest hospitals yesterday to protest what they said was abuse by Iraqi soldiers, leaving about 100 patients to fend for themselves in chaotic conditions. Physicians said the trouble started when soldiers barged into a woman's wing at Yarmouk Hospital, opened curtains, and conducted searches as patients lay in their beds Monday. A 27-year-old internal medicine specialist said a soldier began intimidating and abusing him. Ministry of Defense officials were not available to comment on the incident despite repeated requests. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This news report is brought to you by General Motors. For the first time in history, everyone in America gets the Chevy employee discount. You pay what Chevy employees pay, not a cent more. At participating GM dealers only. Hurry, event ends July 5th.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing some big problems on I-25. Usual slowing southbound coming out of the Thornton area into downtown. Now we're bunching up through T-Rex. That's because of a bad crash in the right lane at Orchard. Emergency crews are now clearing that out of your way. And then we have those protesters. They're back again on the overpasses through T-Rex. That's adding to the already pretty heavy delays. Sun glare slows you down eastbound I-70 from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard and around town, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Belmont. All getting busy. Highway 93 and the Dagnar are loaded up. And the Turnpike is slowing eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, another hot one on our hands with highs close to 104 today. Right now, it's 72 degrees. Brakes Plus is over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. That's because they are the experts. Brakes Plus is home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Supreme Court, Karl Rove, the war in Iraq. It's time for progressive thinkers to take back America. It all starts July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. When AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomhd.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Call us in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Look for the high today, as high as 104 degrees. And this hour's $1,000 name is Marianne Blazak of Littleton. Cash, just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Congratulations to Marianne Blazak of Littleton. Aaron Hart in for me tomorrow morning. I'll be working for Ed Schultz tomorrow afternoon and also Friday afternoon. Right now, though, at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, Michael Scheuer. As a 22-year veteran who served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorist Center from 1996 to 1999, he's been on Bin Laden's trail since the mid-80s and resigned from the CIA last year. He is author of the New York Times bestseller Imperial Hubris and Through Our Enemy's Eyes. And Michael, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, man, it's great to have you here. Okay, you know what? I collect these reasons from everybody that we get on who has any knowledge of foreign policy or has any knowledge of the Middle East, and I collect these reasons. Why do you think that we went to war in Iraq when clearly our problem was with Bin Laden and the Taliban in Afghanistan?
I think there's a couple of things, sir. They went to war because they wanted to end the problem that had festered for a long time. I also think one of the problems we have in the American government is we're left over with so many people who grew up and cut their teeth on the Cold War. They're much more comfortable in dealing with threats that emanate from a nation state than they are from threats that come from these transnational groups. In fact, so strong is that tendency that they don't regard the transnational groups like Al-Qaeda with enough seriousness.
But in going to war in Iraq, didn't we kind of take our eye off the ball?
Well, we didn't only take our eye off the ball, sir. We made the war against terrorism ultimately extremely difficult, more difficult.
So then why did they do it?
You know, I was not in the senior councils of the government. I think that perhaps the part of the answer lies with Mr. Tenet when he was the director of Central Intelligence, because it was clear that whatever threat Saddam Hussein posed, the invasion of Iraq by the Americans would validate virtually everything bin Laden had said over the past decade. And more than that, it would put us in a position of occupying all of the Muslim holy sites in the world. The Arabian Peninsula is first, Iraq is second, and the Israelis hold Jerusalem. And Americans and Israelis are basically viewed as identical by many, many people in the Muslim world.
All right. I add your reasoning to my large and ongoing collection that I ask virtually every person who comes on this show that has any knowledge of policy or issues in the Middle East. Now let's turn to bin Laden. Why is Osama bin Laden still at large?
For a couple of reasons, sir. First, he is, whether we like to say it or not, the major leader and Islamic hero in the Muslim world today. It's very unlikely that he's going to be turned over to the Americans for prosecution or whatever we intend to do to him. But as important as that is the location. He lives along a 1,500-kilometer area that's basically ungoverned by any government and is the location of the highest mountains on Earth. The tribes there that are his hosts place protecting guests as a life-and-death duty. They're very unlikely to turn him over. And the fourth thing I would mention is that the drain on our resources from Afghanistan to Iraq has created a situation where really only several hundred of our special forces and several hundred of our intelligence officers are out chasing bin Laden at any given time. So that combination of factors, I believe, makes it very unlikely we're going to get bin Laden anytime soon, unless we're lucky.
Do you think we will get him eventually, or do you think that he can just stay at large indefinitely in this environment that you describe?
I think, sir, we're going to have to be very lucky. He's going to have to zig when we zag, and we'll show up at the same place, because I think otherwise he could stay there, as you said, very much indefinitely.
And how did we allow him to get into this position?
Well, we had the opportunity in December of 2001, after we invaded Afghanistan, to capture or kill him at a place called Tora Bora in the eastern part of Afghanistan. But the American government, as always, under both parties, is so reluctant to incur casualties in the military that we subcontracted the job to a couple of Afghan insurgent commanders, and they happened to be people who had fought alongside bin Laden against the Soviets. So, in essence, we sent we sent his friends to capture him, and they just were always a day late and a dollar short.
Why would we do that, though? Why would we send his friends to go after him? If he's that important, why didn't we go after him ourselves? Because we were scared to have incur casualties?
Yes, that's exactly the answer, sir. It was a very mountainous area. It would have been a tough fight. These people would have fought to the death, and we did not want to incur casualties. To that point, we had taken Afghanistan with virtually no American losses, and they wanted to continue that.
That, you know, what you're saying, what you're saying is very, 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 very hard to digest. It's like he'll be able to stay in that little area. How wide of an area is that? Do you know?
It's several hundred miles wide and 1,500 kilometers long, and the northern part of it, of course, has the Hindu Kush, the
right.
Largest mountains on Earth. And at this point, we're not sending forces into Pakistan, so half of that border area is a safe haven, at least for him.
How complicit are the Pakistanis? I've always thought that Musharraf kind of pays lip service to us in this area about, we're trying to get bin Laden. Yeah, we're doing the best we can. But in reality, I mean, how complicit are the Pakistanis in his survival?
I think to some extent, to a small extent, but I really do believe that this comes down to another issue. I think Musharraf has done more since 2001 than anyone had a right to expect him to.
Really?
Yes, sir. Every major al-Qaeda person that's been captured in Pakistan has been done with the assistance of either the Pakistani police or the Pakistani intelligence service. And Musharraf did last year send his army into the border area which is basically an ungoverned part of Pakistan, and incurred far more casualties than we've incurred in 4 years. And I think Americans often forget that bin Laden is not a threat, was not a threat to Pakistanis, to Pakistan's national interests, until Musharraf decided to help us. The bigger issue, though, is the issue we just talked about, as in Tora Bora. The American governments for the past 15 years have preferred to find someone else to do their own dirty work.
Is that a leftover syndrome from Vietnam?
I don't know exactly what it is, sir. I think partially the generals don't want to damage their tools and lose their soldiers, but I think more than anything else, since we withdrew so quickly from Somalia in 1994, we just believe, the government believes, the American people won't tolerate casualties. And so we look for the Pakistanis to get bin Laden. We look for the Afghans to get bin Laden on their side of the border. It's just a really, in general, an unbecoming way for a great power to act. We're afraid to use our own power.
But look what we're going through in Iraq, though. We're getting casualties there, 1,700 plus.
Well, that's right, sir. And look at the pressure and the divisiveness it's causing inside of this country. I think what Iraq is going to do is reinforce among the elites, at least, our governing elites, that casualties are a bad thing if they want to stay in political power. And so the American people have paid for the most powerful military in the history of man, and it's used in many cases very daintily.
But wouldn't part of that be, though, that there's a significant amount of the American public that either believes or is coming to believe now that we got into this whole thing in Iraq for the wrong reasons? If we had 1,700 plus casualties and we were still in Afghanistan and we were aggressively on the hunt for Osama bin Laden, because we know that Osama bin Laden was responsible for 9/11, had a part in it, don't you think public opinion might be different?
I think it might be. I think that's right, sir. But I think over time, one of the big problems is we used to go to war as a nation as hard as we could, as fast as we could, and then we'd come home. And now we seem to go to war in kind of a nonchalant way, not as hard as we can, and we stay forever. The problem we have in Afghanistan is the longer we stay there, the more we're going to be disliked, and our casualties will rise. We somehow have lost the killer instinct that has been traditionally the trademark of the American military.
All right, if you can stick around, I want to ask you some questions about Afghanistan and also when Osama bin Laden came on the radar. Can you stick around a little longer?
Aye, sir, I can.
Oh, okay, great, thank you. Michael Scheuer, who is the author of the Times bestseller book, Imperial Hubris, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes. If you want to talk to him and you want to ask some questions, 303-713-7600, that's 303-713-7600, 716, 16 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Boulder's
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now, with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available. So request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free two-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
To either resurface your existing cabinets or support you with their one-of-a-kind do-it-yourself kit. For the sake of your bank account and your desire to have...
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
Clinic can perform safe LASIK. ICON's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients, and they're trained on the very state-of-the-art lasers, the latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Visix. ICON has laser surgery that's safe, and it's affordable. And if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done, but you weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at ICON. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation.
At your house by tonight if you live in the metro area. It's spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs. They're at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. That's Freehoffs.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 on the AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 104 degrees. Jay Marvin along with you here. We've got Michael Scheuer on the line. He is the New York Times bestselling author of Imperial Hubris and Through Our Enemy's Eyes. And Michael, when did Osama bin Laden first come on the radar for the United States?
In the late 80s, sir. We became aware he was active fighting the Soviets and the Afghan communists in Afghanistan. But at that point, he was kind of on the side of the angels. He was killing Russians. And so we didn't collect much information on him. And frankly, he didn't want any part of the West. He had his own money and his own fighters, and he hated America even then.
Because this is something that you hear a lot of, and I don't know that it's true or false, but did we give him any aid?
No, sir.
Okay.
Not directly. We don't know what the Pakistanis did with him. But when we started chasing bin Laden seriously in late 95, we actually electronically ransacked virtually every imaginable computer database in the CIA, and there was no connection between us and Osama bin Laden. It was an important thing to establish at the start.
Now, why did we suddenly... All right, so he's in Afghanistan, and he's fighting the Afghan communists, which I believe was Najibullah at the time.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. All right, so he's fighting them. How does he turn around and come on to our radar to the point where, what, in 95 we start getting interested in trying to do something about him?
Well, we started following him more closely in the early 90s after he moved to Sudan, sir. I think you'll recall that in the early 90s a lot of Sunni terrorist groups began to spring up.
Right.
Hamas and the Algerian groups. And as we followed them to see if they were going to threaten American interests, we found his name popping up everywhere. Either as someone who supplied inspiration or arms or false documents, and we couldn't tell really what he was up to. So in 95, we were asked by the National Security Council to undertake an effort to find out if he was a threat or just another Saudi spendthrift. And it was really his activities with other groups that first made us look at him, sir.
And you determined that he was not just a Saudi spendthrift.
Very quickly, sir. He was much more than that. We found that he had an organization that was less a terrorist organization than an insurgent organization patterned after those that fought the Soviets in Afghanistan, and that it was indeed worldwide in its compass. And between 96 and 99, we gave the government 8 to 10 chances to either capture or kill bin Laden, and they decided not to do it on each occasion.
So that story about Bill Clinton having a chance to get bin Laden and he decided not to is true then?
Well, it's true in some cases that the president decided not to, and if you read the 9/11 Commission report, which documents all of those cases, you don't have to take my word for it.
Right.
Sandy Berger and Richard Clark at times decided not even to take the information to the president.
Why?
You know, I need to make this clear. Make a decision to attack anybody did not fall within my purview, sir.
Sure, I understand.
It was rightfully the National Security Council and the president's decision. What I objected to is every time they decided not to shoot, it was on the basis of factors other than protecting Americans. One time they knew exactly what building bin Laden was in, but they were afraid some shrapnel from a missile would hit a mosque nearby and offend the Muslim world. Another time we had bin Laden focused exactly in a camp owned by a prince from the United Arab Emirates in the desert south of Kandahar, and they decided not to shoot because the prince's father was about to buy $8 billion worth of F-16s from the United States.
Mm.
So my gripe, if I can call it that, has been over the past, over my career basically, over the last 15 or 18 years, the priority of our government is very seldom protecting Americans. They're most concerned with avoiding offending international opinion or trying to avoid wrecking economic deals that are underway overseas.
But what would cause, and I want to get to some calls, and there are people hanging on, I want to take those, but I want to see if I can get this clear. Prior to 9/11, prior to bin Laden becoming a nationally known name, a worldwide known name after 9/11, what was in the 90s, what was he on the radar for as far as the United States was concerned? Because had he made threats against us at that time?
Well, two attacks, sir, in Saudi Arabia, a bombing of a Saudi military facility and killing of Americans in November of 95.
Right.
The bombing of the American residence at Khobar Towers.
Okay.
June of 96.
Right.
The destruction of the two U.S. embassies in East Africa in August of 1998. But more importantly, by the end of 1996, we knew that he was engaged in a very serious professional standard effort to acquire weapons of mass destruction, and both chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. And he was employing hard scientists and technicians and sophisticated business methods to make sure they didn't get scammed on this. And so we had, by 98, a record of attacks on U.S. facilities and very solid intelligence that al-Qaeda was trying to acquire weapons of mass destruction.
But don't you find it amazing that most of this is not, I mean, people know about the Khobar Towers, and I think a lot of that stuff, a lot of the attacks came to light once again after 9/11. But most of us, I would say most of the American public, had never heard the words al-Qaeda until after 9/11.
Well, yes, sir, that is a shame, because the Western media just, and many in the Western intelligence services, just didn't treat him very seriously. As I said earlier, terrorism in the West has generally been thought of as dangerous only if it was a group that was backed by a nation state.
Right.
Iran and Hezbollah being the preeminent model. So it's taken more than a decade, and it's still not, as we can see with Iraq and the attitude toward Iran, it's still not entirely gone. We just have a hard time in our elite governing people getting our minds around the idea that something can be dangerous even though it's not a nation state.
And you think that's because most of the people that are in power now and that are making the decisions cut their teeth on the Cold War, and it's Cold War hangover.
I think there's part of that, but it's also a much more messy world, sir. There's no way to protect America now without causing collateral damage. The enemy doesn't wear uniforms. He lives among the foreign populations. He's welcomed and hosted by them, in fact. And so if you're going to protect America, the unavoidable circumstance is that to kill the enemy, you're going to have to kill civilians. And so that's a very politically explosive issue.
Well, look at the British survey today about the number of people that have died, the number of Iraqis that have died in Iraq. What is that, 25,000?
I think that's what I saw on the Internet this morning, yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, 25,000. You can't help but shake your head. I mean, most of us, I don't think, can help but shake our heads and go, why?
Yes, sir. If you're going to, and you need to defend America, you're going to have to be sure that the collateral damage, the civilian casualties you cause, advance the protection of America.
Here's what I don't understand, Michael. And you know what? Maybe I'm an idiot, but I just don't get this. I don't understand why it is that if we knew Bin Laden was responsible for 9/11, if we had these things about Bin Laden being involved in the Khobar Towers and the other events, and then we had this, you know, the worst attack on this country since Pearl Harbor. Why we didn't go in and just get this guy and either bring him to justice or kill him, no matter what the cost was. I mean, don't you think the American public would have stood for that? Say, we've got 1,700 casualties plus now.
Yes, indeed. I think we had the opportunity after 9/11 to not only have the backing of the American people, but the backing of the world.
Yeah.
To take this guy out. But, you know, I think one of the unspoken scandals of the 9/11 Commission is that whether you support the President Bush or not, when he went to the military to ask them to do something on 9/11 and 9/12, they had nothing on the table. They had nothing they could do before the 7th of October, and by that time, the Taliban and Bin Laden's forces had dispersed into the mountains or to other countries. So we had a window, we had a chance to use our power aggressively, but for whatever reason, the military had no plans on the shelf to confront Bin Laden.
Why didn't they have any plans?
Well, in my own experience during the 90s, they really didn't think that Bin Laden was a threat. It was something they did not want to get involved in. If you read, again, the 9/11 Commission report and Dan Benjamin's book, Age of Sacred Terror, General Shelton, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, just did not take the threat seriously and consistently refused to put people on the ground in Afghanistan, although the president wanted him to.
All right. Can I keep you for one more segment and take some phone calls?
Yeah, if you'd like to, sir, sure.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Listen, I could go on and on about this because it's an itch that I just can't seem to scratch, and I'm sure there are a lot of other people who feel the same way.
If I can help, I will.
Oh, you know what? You're great. All right. Michael Scheuer on the line. He is the author of Imperial Hubris, a New York Times bestseller, and Through the Eyes of Our Enemy, and 303-713-7600. All right, I'm going to shut my fat trap, and we're going to take some calls coming up here at 303-713-7600, 730 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Lots of issues right now. The usual slowing south on I-25. If you're coming out of the Thornton area into downtown, then we have protesters there back on the overpasses through T-Rex. That's adding to your delays towards the tech center. Now, northbound I-25, looks like a pallet of screws was dropped onto the highway just past Hamden. So you want to stay over to the left because most of those are in the right and center lanes. In Aurora, southbound 225, sluggish approaching Parker Road and around town, we're busy on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, and crews are busy working to crash westbound on the turnpike just past McCaslin. Looking at the forecast, another hot one with a high of 104 expected. Right now, it's 75 degrees. Wells Fargo customers buy any three regular 6-inch subs at Subway for only $7.99. That's right, stop by any participating Subway location all day, any day, and receive three regular 6-inch.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Employees pay not a cent more at participating dealers only. The Pontiac Employee Discount for everyone. Event ends August 1st.
Tired of Bush?
The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy Saturday, July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. Speakers include AM 760's Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz, Democrats Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon, and entertainment from Nina Story and Lanny Garrett. Tickets are $30. Get them now on AM760.net. AM760.net.
7:33, 27 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 104 degrees. Good morning. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Michael Scheuer on the line, author of Imperial Hubris. All right, Michael, let's take some calls at 303-713-7600. And then I got another. I got a couple more questions to ask you, but we've got people who want to talk to you. Let's go to Ali in Denver. Ali, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling concerning, first of all, your guest is right on the money. But the comments that have been made by Tom Tancredo, they're basically statements that I would characterize as terrorist statements. And it's it tells me that when you have a war that has been based on lies by Karl Rove and the Bush administration, and you have statements by Tancredo, which is basically statement that is a recruitment tool for Al-Qaeda, and you have someone like this making these types of statements in Congress and the administration that says this war is not a war against Islam, and you have this guy who is a Republican making these types of statements, and for the administration not to condemn those statements from a guy who should be censored. What do you think about that, sir?
Well, the State Department has condemned those comments. And, Michael, are you familiar with Tom Tancredo's comments?
I think he said, too, that we should bomb the holy places.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, of course it's a terrible idea because it would just unite the entire Muslim world against us. But there is a problem here for America because we chose, both governments, both parties chose not to take care of Osama bin Laden when they could have. We're faced with a situation where when he attacks again inside of the United States, America will be standing and quivering. It will be the greatest power on earth and have nothing to strike against. Really, Tancredo's statement is a sign of the despair that must be a bipartisan despair, because there's absolutely no target for us to hit if we get attacked again.
All right. Thank you, Ali. We just can't, for instance, just storm that area that he's in. It's that difficult.
It would take a much larger force than we have in the country at the moment.
What do you think? How many?
Well, the baseline I go by is that the Soviets had 120,000 and they couldn't do it. And Gorbachev decided that he'd leave when the Soviet military told him they would need 600,000.
600,000 troops?
That's what the Soviet option was. And Gorbachev packed up and went home. It's a huge area, sir. It's the most mountainous country on earth. There are very few roads. It is inaccessible for the most part.
Do we even have the training to be able to handle that?
Well, we have a mountain division. I remember I keep hearing about the 10th Mountain Division. That would be however many men, 12,000 men. But certainly we don't have widespread training. I don't think we have 600,000 soldiers that could be sent there either.
How many men do you think we have looking for bin Laden at the present time?
I think probably on a day-to-day basis, sir, less than 1,000 between the special forces and the intelligence services. At least that's from what I read. From what I read, most American forces are in garrisons in Kabul and Bagram and Jalalabad and other places.
Wow. Let's go to Bill in Littleton. Bill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Mr. Schreier, I have a concern, and you as a... First of all, thank you for your service, and your book was an excellent... I've read your second one, but the Imperial Hubris is a fantastic piece of work, and congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
What I'd like to ask you as a professional... part of that, of the CIA and the organization. I'm continuing to hear issues from former members of the Central Intelligence Agency and other intelligence community about a tremendous morale problem that's occurring as a result of what apparently is the politicalization of our intelligence services. I'd like your comments on that.
I think there is a morale problem in the service, in, at least in the CIA, sir. It has something to do with the politicalization of intelligence, but it has more to do with the troubling nature of our professional political leadership in not telling the American people about what kind of threat we face. The last three administrations, Democrat and Republican, have told the American people that we're being attacked because of who we are and what we believe in and because of our liberties. If you noticed after the London attack, almost like Pavlov's dogs, President Bush and Prime Minister Blair said that very thing. And the reality to the intelligence community and to the intelligence officer is that we're being attacked for what we do in the Middle East and not for who we are.
Boy, we were talking about that on this show yesterday. We were talking about, we have never had, and I got tons of angry email, Michael, over this.
We have to get in line for that, sir.
Yeah, I mean, we have never had a national dialogue here about why people in third world countries have a dislike for the United States of America. And you're right, we're told on a constant basis it's because of our freedoms, our democracy, and it's we never talk about the things that we have done.
Well, sir, on the face of it, we wouldn't have such a problem, or Europe wouldn't have such a problem with Muslim immigration if they thought our societies were vile and bad for their families. They flock here. So that's, it's clearly not our liberties and our freedoms.
Mr. Schreier, on that particular point, I'd like to ask one more question.
Sir.
It appeared that there was a considerable dichotomy between the way we reacted to the 9/11 attack and the way the British people reacted, and particularly Tony Blair. It was clear that he immediately reached out to the Muslim community to seek support and help in that matter. We as a country have not done that. We tend to demonize the entire Islamic people. And Congressman Tancredo's comment clearly reflects that lack of perception. Are there ways that we can lessen the impact of these kinds of actions that this nation and others have done to throw gasoline on the fundamentalist fire?
Well, I think sometimes that President Clinton and President Bush are sold short on this issue. I think they have reached out to the Muslim community in the United States, certainly during Ramadan and at other times, and have gone out of their way to downplay the religious nature of this conflict. I think they're wrong, but I think they have reached out to the Muslim community. The problem that America has, and the problem Mr. Blair will find that he has, is that reaching out to the Muslims would be an effective way to work this problem if the problem was based on something we could talk our way out of, something that we could change domestically. But it's not domestic issues. It's not the way we live. And we can reach out to Muslims as long as we'd like to, but as long as we're occupying their holy places, as long as we're giving carte blanche to Israel, as long as we're supporting police states in places like Egypt and Saudi Arabia, The discrepancy between words and deeds, I think, is almost too big to overcome.
All right, Bill, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, you know what? I want to run a wild theory by you. And you can tell me if I'm full of it and if you think this is wild. But I've often thought about this. You know, if you look at the third world in the 1950s, the 1960s, communism, Marxist-Leninism, was a very, very attractive vehicle. But it got discredited. Now Islam has become that attractive vehicle. Do you think I'm full of it, or do you think there is something to that?
Well, I think there's something to that in the sense that virtually everything since World War II that has been tried, at least in the Muslim world, and I have to tell you, I'm not a third world expert. My work has been mostly in the Islamic world.
Right.
We've had pan-Arabism that's failed. We've had communism and Marxism that has failed. We've had nationalism that's failed, all in the Middle East. And at the end of the day, what's happened is that many Muslims have come back to what they know best, and that's Islam. And I don't think it's by nature a threat to the United States as Marxist-Leninism was. But it is a very different theology, a very different mindset from what we're used to.
I mean, if you're an 18 to, let's say, between 18 and 25 or 18 and 30-year-old Arab male, and you're living in Saudi Arabia, or you're living in Pakistan, or, well, you know, name any country. I mean, you're living, you know, along the Gaza or whatever the case may be. Who's talking to you about your concerns?
Osama bin Laden, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you're drawn to him, correct?
You're drawn to him, and what's very troubling, sir, is that we're finding that the more we look at al-Qaeda and other groups like it, they're drawing the best and the brightest from the Muslim world. These men are not people without a future or
right.
without education. Al-Qaeda is basically a middle and upper middle class organization, men who have good educations, scientific and liberal arts, and also men from good families with futures. So the appeal of bin Laden is not to the rabble, if you will. It is to the smartest and the most talented group in the Islamic world.
Because he himself comes from there, right?
He does, sir. He's a construction engineer. His specialty is in tunneling. He has a management degree from university. He's very much an odd combination of a 21st century CEO and a 12th century theologian.
All right, can you stick for one more segment?
I can, yes, sir.
Can you?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because, I mean, it's just too compelling to let you go.
Well, you're very...
I wish we could have you here for 4 hours. you want to come here and co-host the show? I mean, you're fantastic. Okay, Michael Scheuer will hang on. If you want to talk to him, 303-713-7600.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
Tired of the same old lunch routine? Stop by your neighborhood Einstein Brothers for a splash in their Taste of the Tropics menu with orange mango bagels, peach mango muffins, kick and jerk chicken salad, and Caribbean crab chowder. Einstein Brothers has many delicious ways for you to escape to the tropics. To find out more about Einstein Brothers' Taste of the Tropics menu or to locate a store nearest you, click the banner in your player or visit www.einsteinbros.com.
Video. Good manners will last a lifetime. Here's how to order.
Order Learning Good Manners today by calling 1-800-34.
Ensure you're 100% satisfied with your newly cleaned carpets. What they do goes beyond just cleaning your carpets and making them feel and looking like new again. There are people you can trust in your home who will do the job right the first time. And once you've had Superior Carpet clean your carpets, you'll always have them back. Look, I'm glad to be back in the Front Range, and I'm glad to be on the radio now talking about Superior Carpet once again. Because you know what? They're just great folks. So when you tell them the J. Marvin sent you, they'll give you a 30% off your cleaning bill, your carpet cleaning bill. 30% off. Just tell them J. Marvin sent you. Call Superior right now at 303-933-3000, and your carpets will look better than ever. 303-933-3000. Trust me.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection Store 2 blocks west of Havana on East Wolf Avenue at broyhillofdenver.com.
Broyhill Home Collection. The room of your dreams.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
That's 866-269-8529. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tired of Bush? The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy Saturday.
And young people turning to Bin Laden is because they're looking for hope. They're looking for some, even the ones that are well off, some kind of hero that they can follow. Hasn't that been the tradition in the third world when you see movements like this one in particular?
Yes, ma'am. In this case, certainly, Bin Laden benefits from the desert of leadership in the Islamic world. Muslims are faced with military dictators like Musharraf, really corrupt royal families like those in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, or dictators like Mr. Mubarak. And so Bin Laden, who is an eloquent speaker and a man who's very much in the tradition of Islamic heroes in the past, has filled the void. You're exactly right. But the importance of Bin Laden is not only that he's become that leader, but he has matched his words with his deeds, and he has managed to convince, or at least persuade Muslims that their faith is indeed under attack because of U.S. policies.
And that was my other point. I happened to be reading Karen Armstrong's The Battle for God the day that 9/11 happened, and it seems to me that the other piece that's going on is a struggle within Islam itself between modernism and traditional Islam.
Ms. Walker, you're exactly correct. In some ways, America is simply in the way of whatever you call it, reformation or change within the Islamic world, within Islamic civilization. But Bin Laden and those who follow him are convinced that the necessary change, the elimination of dictatorships, the elimination of countries wholly owned by a royal family, can only occur if the protection America provides them, either in terms of money or military force, is removed from the scene. So you're exactly right.
But, you know, there's no way to stop this. In other words, even if we got bin Laden and killed him, it wouldn't do any good. I mean, this harks back to a conversation I once had with Felix Rodriguez, who used to work for the CIA and was one of the last people to see Che Guevara alive. He pleaded with the Bolivian officials not to kill him because he said, you kill him, you'll send him into, you know, you'll put him into martyrdom. And they did kill him, and he did end up in martyrdom. And you saw kids, you know, in Latin America running around with Che T-shirts on and couldn't really tell you who he was, but believed that he was a deity.
Well,
if we killed bin Laden, wouldn't the same thing happen?
Oh, sure. Bin Laden is going to be a problem for us in life or in death, but he is such a talented man that he merits killing as soon as possible. You go on from there. The real problem we have is that Al-Qaeda and bin Laden have been transformed, really, from a man and an organization into a philosophy and a movement.
Yeah.
And that was coming slowly, but the war in Iraq accelerated and completed that transition. I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, excuse me. I was just going to say, I think that in your discussion, one of the key things that we cannot forget is that partly this war in Iraq was to divert our attention from the fact that we were unable to get bin Laden. So, in a sense, the American public was given the substitute, which was the war in Iraq.
To some extent, that's true, I think. I also think that really one of the greater tragedies that hasn't been focused on is the three investigatory commissions, the 9/11 commission, the Goss-Graham commission before it, and then the Silberman-Robb commission. Both really have failed to find any person responsible for any single thing in the last 15 years in regard to the problem we now face in the Islamic world. And I think that's a very big problem, because both of my books were written to try to explain to my countrymen that this is a difficult problem. But it's a problem you can understand. You can understand it for yourself. And frankly, I wrote the second book because I despaired of any of our leaders squaring with the American people.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about why. They just want to peddle the same thing over and over again about, you know, they hate us for our freedoms, they hate us for our richness.
On that issue, there was nothing to choose from between Mr. Bush and Mr. Kerry during the election campaign.
Yeah, that's very true.
And
I'm going to get off and let you guys continue.
All right,
thanks for letting
Pat.
Me on. You're
Thank
good,
you for
great
calling.
Job.
Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I was just going to say, sir, that there was no choice between the two gentlemen during the election campaign, and I suspect in 08 there will not be a choice either, unless, you know, it's a cruel and callous thing to say, but I really believe that America's leadership won't change its tune unless we get hit harder than 9/11 and the American people themselves say, wait a minute, all this money, all these lives we spent over the past decade, what have we got for it? And the answer is going to be not very much.
All right, let's get one more call in. Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
I'm like Jay. That is a itch that I just can't scratch. My question to you guys, if you could comment on, is how much of a factor in us not catching Osama do you think is the business dealings between the Bush family and the bin Ladens?
You know, there's a great deal made of that connection, sir, and I don't think that would affect, you know, I don't even like to consider the fact that an American president of either party would do anything detrimental to his country. But the relationship between bin Laden and his family is certainly one that we should be concerned about. In the Islamic world, it's very hard to do anything that will permanently separate you from your family. And so the idea that somehow the bin Laden family, the richest non-royal family in Saudi Arabia, has cut bin Laden loose is something I don't think we should accept too easily.
Well, that's a great answer. Thank you, Will. Thanks for the call. That's an excellent answer. Because, you know, I've often wondered about that, too. Did they just turn their back on their son? No, they're not going to do that.
They'll never do that, sir. You know, there's 54 children in the family, many of them of the same generation of Osama bin Laden, and I would suspect many of them who consider him, as millions of Muslims do, the preeminent hero of the Islamic world.
Boy, I'm telling you. Well, you know what? This has been one of the best hours I've ever had in my 31-year career. Seriously,
very kind.
No, I'm just, seriously, I mean that. And one quick question that only a warped human being like me would consider.
Sure.
Whatever happened to Najibullah? Was he executed by bin Laden and those people?
He was not by bin Laden, but he was strung up, and I think he was drawn and quartered on a lamppost in Kabul. When the Taliban took Kabul, they took him out of the UN safe house he was living in. He was a dastardly man, sir, and I wouldn't waste any time worrying about him.
No, I just wondered, because you often wonder what happened to all the players, and of course we know what happened to the Soviet Union, and
yeah.
That's the reason that I bring that up. Michael, it has really, really been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, sir. It's been my pleasure, really. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hopefully. I'll look forward to it.
Okay. All right. There's Michael Scheuer. The book is Imperial Hubris and Through the Eyes of Our Enemy. If you missed this interview, if you missed the entirety of this interview, we'll have it up on our website at www.am760.net. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court nominee, John G. Roberts. We'll get into that coming up here on AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Crazy and start saving money in taxes. Call 1-866-HSA-EXPERT or go to your HSAExpert.com.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more time on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. While the Senate Judiciary Committee gears up for the impending confirmation process on President Bush's Supreme Court nominee, Judge John Roberts, panel is wrapping up today a measure to keep reporters out of jail for refusing to reveal sources. The measure is sponsored by two Indiana Republicans. They are Senator Richard Lugar and Congressman Mike Pence. The legislation, if enacted, would stop short of giving reporters absolute immunity, but Congressman Pence says giving journalists some protection is in the public interest, the same confidentiality rules for psychiatrists, the clergy, and social workers as well. There will be an exception for cases where source identification is essential for protecting national security. 2 weeks ago, you may recall, a federal judge sent a New York Times reporter Judith Miller to jail for refusing to divulge the source who identified Valerie Plame as a CIA officer. In other news, the United States State Department memo describing the CIA officer's role in sending her husband to Africa has now emerged at the center of the ongoing investigation on who revealed the identity of Valerie Plame. Prosecutors in the case are particularly interested in the classified document that was not to be shared with anyone at the time. This because the memo may have the link in the Bush White House how someone learned Plame's identity. The development of the memo comes at a time when the Bush White House has been facing intense media pressure and scrutiny on what actions the president would take if his political strategist Karl Rove or anyone else is found guilty of a crime in leaking the identity. President Bush remains hopeful that his selection of federal Judge John G. Roberts will be an easy confirmation pick for the Senate Judiciary Committee. Bush revealed his choice of the 50-year-old conservative judge last night at a primetime televised news event. Reaction remains mixed on Roberts, largely because of his short stint in the judiciary and a lack of general information about his position on a variety of hot-button issues. Stephen Lubet is a professor at Northwestern University School of Law. He gave this assessment of the Roberts nomination.
In a sense, it was a moderating choice by President Bush, although I don't think anybody would call Judge Roberts moderate.
Stephen Lubet, a law professor at Northwestern University School of Law. Alarmed by the prospect of local government seizing homes and turning the property over to developers, lawmakers in at least a half a dozen states are rushing to blunt last month's U.S. Supreme Court ruling expanding the power of eminent domain. In Texas and California, legislators have proposed constitutional amendments to bar the government from taking private property for economic development. Politicians in Alabama, South Dakota, and Virginia likewise hope to curtail government's ability to condemn land. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News.
News brought to you by General Motors. For the first time in history, everyone in America gets the Pontiac employee discount. You pay what Pontiac employees pay, not a cent more. At participating GM dealers only. Event ends August 1st.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, if you're in the mood for a flat tire, we can help you out with that this morning. Northbound on I-25, a pallet of nails was dropped onto the highway just past Hampton. Now, most of that is in the right lane, so if you keep your fingers crossed and stay to the left, hopefully you'll make it by there just fine. Southbound I-25 slows into downtown. Then we have those protesters. They're back on the overpasses through T-Rex, so that's adding to your delays. And we're seeing big jams if you're headed into Boulder. That's because of a crash westbound on the turnpike at the Scenic Overlook. It's now off to the shoulder, but curiosity is getting the best of you. Taking a look at the forecast, another hot one on our hands with highs near 104 today. Right now it's 78 degrees. Brakes Plus is over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. That's because they are the experts. Brakes Plus is home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Monday, August 8th at Red Rocks Country Club in Morrison for the 4th annual Chip In for Kids Golf Classic, benefiting the Pediatric Liver Center at the Children's Hospital. The number of golfers is limited, so register now to guarantee your spot. Sign up as an individual, a foursome, or just for a great meal. Or log on to am760.net and register.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model-year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomh-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
They will be of yours, too. Now, Rockies Autos are matching down incentive is still going on, up to $1,500. And Rockies will show you Carfax. You know, buying a car is a big investment, and you never know who you're dealing with, and you want to get as much information as you can. Carfax will tell you everything you need to know about the car that you're thinking about buying. Rockies will also protect you with their worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So you've got the, you've got their matching down incentive going on. You've got Carfax. You've got the worry-free protection program. I mean, I'm telling you, dealing with the Rockies, they're good folks to deal with. Now, if you're going to be at the Adams County Fair this weekend, Shagman, Audra, and Odell will be there from noon until 4 on both Saturday and Sunday. Stop by Rocky's Autos and see my friends out there. See Spanky or the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, or Colby in the Tower of Power, or Jim, Mr. Incredible. Any of the folks at Rocky's will make sure that you get exactly the kind of care you deserve. And they know that this is an important investment on your part, and they're going to treat you like it is, too. Believe me, they're not owned by a large corporation, only by a family. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 9, things will be...
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now, with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
Free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. That's 1-800-704-1523.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Look for the high today under clear skies, 104 degrees. I'll see you at the pool. Hey, don't miss the largest gathering of progressives in Colorado history, July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. Be the Change USA presents a celebration of democracy. At AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, we believe the change starts now. That's why I want you to join myself and Ed Schultz and a bunch of us. Tickets are available at $30, and they're going fast. To get yours, go to am760.net. Let's go to Bill, who's with Be the Change. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing this morning?
All right. How are the sales going?
Hey, it's coming along. It's coming along really well. We're getting people excited, I think, and getting ready to start showing up.
All right. Talk about some of the people that are going to be there.
Well, we're going to have you as our MC, which means it's basically your show and ought to make it a lot of fun. During the day, we're going to have a couple of workshops that are going to teach people how to do campaign communications, and also Senator Ken Gordon and Speaker of the House Andrew Romanoff are going to do a workshop on referendum C and D. So if you want to talk about being the change, one thing this state needs is to get that referendum passed, so come and find out all about it. And then in the evening, we're going to have both music and exciting speakers, so it's going to be a great event. We're going to have Nina Story and Lanny Garrett, who are just great local musicians. We're going to have Ed Schultz, obviously, is going to be there. We're going to have Morgan Carroll, who's a fantastic state legislator. We're going to have Ken Gordon and Andrew Romanoff are going to get time on the stage, and then we're going to have Luis Urrea, who is a Pulitzer Prize finalist author and whose current book, The Hummingbird's Daughter, is actually number 8 in Denver on the bestseller list.
Yeah, it's a great novel, and his book, The Devil's Highway, is a must-read for anybody who's interested in illegal immigration or interested in the immigration question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think everything here follows up. You know, I keep hearing people to your show and to Ed Schultz's show saying, well, gee, what can I do? What can I do? How can I get involved? Well, the first thing to do is just come out and get involved. Spend the afternoon with a couple thousand people who think the way you do and get yourself excited and motivated, because it's so easy with all these things going on to feel like there's nothing you can do.
All right. Give your website address there.
Okay. It's www.btc-usa.org.
Or people can go to am760.net to find out about buying tickets as well.
And if you don't have internet access, you can call 303-901-4994.
All right, give that number again.
It's 303-901-4994.
All right, Bill, talk to you real soon.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
There's Bill Winter from Be the Change USA, and we hope you'll join us on July the 30th. We've got the Ed Schultz Show on the 29th, and we'll hope we see you there out at the Jeffco Fairgrounds on the 30th. I look forward to meeting you. Now, tomorrow, speaking of the Ed Schultz Show, tomorrow, and we'll have that on a little bit later on this morning, ask him about John G. Roberts and ask him his opinion about Bush's Supreme Court nominee. Tomorrow, I'm going to fill in for Ed Schultz and also fill in for Ed on Friday. Try not to wreck his show. Aaron Hart will be here filling in for me, so you'll get blessed relief from me. All right, I've been running this poll. I ran it between 6 and 7, and we've got about, what do we got here, 20 minutes? So I want to give you a chance to vote on this. Here's the thing. No matter what we talk about here, I always get emails about this is a distraction, that's a distraction. And so I asked people between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning to vote on this. On which story did you think was the most important story to stay focused on? The Karl Rove scandal. The CIA Leakgate scandal. John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court. Tancredo's big mouth about Tancredo's comments about bombing the Muslim holy sites. Now the Islamic world is beginning to react to what Tancredo has said. You can read about that this morning in the Rocky. The Downing Street minutes, or all of the above. Cast your vote now at 303-713-7600. And it doesn't make any difference what your opinion is. There is no right or wrong to this. It's only how you feel. Now let me tell you, so far in the voting, the CIA Leakgate / Rove story leads. The Downing Street memo is right behind it. The Downing Street minutes, I should say. And then comes all of the above, and then comes Tancredo and John G. Roberts for the Supreme Court. Now, many people have said about John G. Roberts, well, we can't really vote on that because it's too early. We don't know much about this guy. Well, there's a couple of things we do know about him. That he did argue that Roe versus Wade should be overturned when he was with the Solicitor General's office, I believe. In the first Bush administration, he has talked about and has argued about opening public lands to mining interests. So we do know those things about him. We know that he's a member of the Federalist Society, which is a preeminent judicial conservative society. So we know these things about him. The things we don't know, or I don't know, is how he feels about affirmative action. How does he feel about affirmative action? Where does he stand on this? So a lot of people have said that, yeah, while the Supreme Court nomination is important, it's too early to judge about John G. Roberts. We just don't know enough about him. And, of course, now Judge Roberts starts meeting with senators today. And the Senate will have to look into it. Ken Salazar has been kind of noncommittal. He did not return our phone calls, which is no big shock. And, of course, he says he wants to wait and see, and he's not sure about this guy because he never heard of him up until yesterday. All right, let me go to Winona in Conifer. Winona, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hi, Winona.
Hi.
All right, what do you vote for?
I'm tempted to say all of the above, but I got to say Downing Street Memos.
All right, Downing Street Memos.
And I wish in your list was included something about the environment, because that's really what worries me.
Does it worries you a lot? Well, then you're going to be concerned about John G. Roberts, Judge Roberts, advocating about public lands being open to mining.
Very much. That really scares me.
All right, but I'll put you down for the Downing Street Minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Great show.
Thanks.
I would have to say Tradergate or Karl Rove and company. Basically selling out our national security in Brewster Jennings, which would have been any hope of finding out what was really going on.
All right, so you put Rove in there as number one.
Yeah, totally. And as far as John Roberts goes, they're not even going to vote on him for 5 weeks. It's a total distraction.
Yeah, you know what? And I didn't throw this in, and I should throw it in. And thank you for reminding me. Because sometimes I have those senior moments, right? But let me just say that they moved up the nomination and the naming of this guy. They moved it up by 10 days, and they did it deliberately to push Rove off the front page.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I think, you know, I heard someone on your show the other day say, that they thought the reason is
expecting a woman, so they sort of tantalized us and dangled that out there. But he had made his mind up, and we got the leak about this around 7 o'clock last night that in fact
right.
He was going with, instead of a Hispanic as he had talked about, or a woman as he had talked about, he was going with a white man.
You know, and now the challenge for those of us who are in the progressive media, the challenge for us now is to try to keep the Rove story alive.
Well, I think we absolutely can. I mean, we're not that easily distracted. The Rove story is a huge story. You know, they're on the ropes with it. They don't really have anywhere to go. They're pulling out all of these really weird and very lame excuses as to what happened. And I think that today, people, yes, will talk about Judge Roberts. But I think tomorrow, they're back on the Rove story. They're back holding this administration's feet to the fire, saying, you've got to explain this. You've got to uphold your promise to fire anyone who leaked this information, and you've got to explain why you've been lying to the American public for 2 years now, why you let Matt Cooper and his family, you know, have their feet to the fire, why you let him dangle in the wind. So I think that the American public isn't dumb. The American public is not easily distracted.
No, polls show that people are following, 53% of that ABC News poll, that people are following this very closely.
Absolutely, and 75% of that poll said that, you know, Karl Rove was the leaker, he should be gone. So, yeah, it's going to take a lot more than this for the American public to turn away and say, yeah, that's old news.
And then we have the unofficial J. Marvin distraction poll, which I've been running since 6 o'clock this morning, which gave you the choice of voting which is the most important stories and which ones are the distractions. Rove, John G. Roberts with the Supreme Court. Tom Tancredo's big mouth about bombing all the Muslim holy sites, which we're sorry about that. We're embarrassed that he's holds federal office. The Downing Street minutes, or all of the above, and so far Rove is running away with it.
Well, yeah, because I think part of the Rove backlash also is that the American public, I know I am, I know you are, everybody is really fed up with the sack of lies we were given to get into the war in Iraq.
Right.
And people are fed up. They don't want to hear it anymore. And this is just another case of the White House, of President Bush, of Karl Rove, of Scott McClellan, looking the American people in the eye and boldly lying. And so I think people are like, all right, enough is enough. We're finally really mad. And you've got to explain this, and you've got to pay for it.
All right, before I let you go, plug the center's website, because it's a fantastic, fantastic resource that people ought to be checking out on the internet.
It is. It's a really go-to place. We've got two big publications. One is the Progress Report, which you can find on the website, which is AmericanProgress.org. And we put that together every morning by about 10:30. It's all the news you need to know for the morning, complete with links so you can go to the direct sources themselves and sort of paint the picture of how to think or what the important issues of the day are. And we've also got our blog, which we update throughout the day. That's thinkprogress.org. You can comment. You can chat with us. And that's where we have our little bits that we find that we want to make sure people know immediately.
All right. Christy, thank you. It's been great having you on.
Thanks so much, Jay. It was fun. Thanks.
Okay. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. There's Christy Harvey. All right. We'll get back to the poll in the last 10 minutes. We've got Rove's running away with this. If you want to vote, there is no right or wrong in this. There's only your opinion.
Tired of the same old lunch routine? Stop by your neighborhood Einstein Brothers for a splash in their Taste of the Tropics menu with orange mango bagels, peach mango muffins, kick and jerk chicken salad, and Caribbean crab chowder. Einstein Brothers has many delicious ways for you to escape to the tropics. To find out more about Einstein Brothers Taste of the Tropics menu or to locate a store nearest you, click the banner in your player or visit www.einsteinbros.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection Store, 2 blocks west of Havana on East Colfax and at BroyhillOfDenver.com.
Broyhill Home Collection.
I really love your dreams within your means.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomh-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley-Davidson.
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now, with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
That's 303-831-1111. Some restrictions apply. Auto Glass USA is a member of the Better Business Bureau.
The Supreme Court. Karl Rove. The war in Iraq. It's time for progressive thinkers to take back America. It all starts July 30th at the Jeffco Fairgrounds. When AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
We see, I don't want to say correspondent. That's not the right word. Political analyst is the right word, and also involved with the production of West Wing, and we'll talk to him for 20 or 30 minutes, hopefully, about this whole Karl Rove thing, because he knew about it way ahead of time and sat on it and kept quiet. All right, meanwhile, the poll is underway at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good hot melting morning, Jay.
Oh, boy, is it hot or what?
Let me tell you, my boyfriend said he would help me fix my swamp cooler like a month ago.
Yeah.
Time for some serious guilt treatment, my friend. No, yeah. Nookie something.
It's time to cut him off.
Yeah, see ya. You know, see ya when hell melts or something. It's really
I
hot.
Hear
ya. Oh, man. Excuse me. Well, my theory has become an assertion. I remember thinking this yesterday. How much you want to bet he picked John Roberts in large part because he's just such a young little puppy? And after hearing this morning that he's argued that Roe v. Wade should be overturned, okay, I'm done. That's it. That's his dream. Let's get a right-wing nut job in there when he's really, really young. We'll have him in there for 25 to 40 years. And, you know, as God is my witness, come on, Rehnquist, I know he keeps on trying, but I would predict beyond the shadow of a doubt that he's going to be gone before Bush is.
And easily.
Oh, yeah, if not next week. So, you know, women aren't chained to the sink yet, but give them time.
And this guy, what you're pointing out is true. This guy's 50 years old.
He's like, just straight out of law school.
Well, no, he's no. He's.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
He's been on the federal bench for 2 years, which is not very long.
Mm-hmm.
But he has argued in front of the Supreme Court 39 or 40 times. So he, you know, he's been around, but he doesn't have much, as Christy Harvey pointed out, and as we've been talking about this morning, he doesn't have much of a paper trail. So it's kind of like a slash public slash stealth nomination in that everybody's going to have to dig and dig deep. Now, all we can do is hope that the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee ask the right questions.
But, you know, given that they all, it's a perfect thing. All right, he argued against Roe v. Wade. He likes mine companies to be able to rape Mother Earth. But you don't really, we don't really know that much about him. He's only 50 years old, so anybody who bitches too much will just be unpatriotic.
Yeah, but you know how he gets out from underneath the Roe versus Wade?
I don't know, no.
Well, he gets out of that by saying, well, that's what I was directed to do.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. That's convenient. It's like Rovegate on the bench or something. No, it's... And I don't quite understand what, when you ask what's the most important news story, are you talking what we should be milking for all it's worth to get this out, or just what? What do you mean by that question?
Well, here's what I meant by it, and I haven't said much about it, and I said about it this morning at 6, I was talking about this. He moved. Look, why do you think that we suddenly got the nominee last night? We got it last night, and we got all the speculation all day yesterday. Because they moved the nomination up by 10 days. And the reason they did it was to get Rove off the front page.
Exactly.
All right. And what ends up happening is I get emails. And I don't know what's going on out there lately, but I'm getting a lot of hate email. But I get a lot of emails from people saying, why are you talking about this? It's a distraction. Why are you talking about that? It's a distraction. So my question is, what of these stories that I mentioned, Rove, John G. Roberts, the Supreme Court, Tancredo's Big Mouth, the Downing Street Minutes, or all of the above, which is the most important story?
I mean, if you're talking about the future of the country as a whole...
What should be on the front page? What should we be discussing every single day?
In some respects, that's a tough one, but Roe. But the good news is, aren't they going to end up that whole investigation in October?
Yeah, the results will be out in October.
Thank you, God, because... You know, if people in the Bush administration look really bad, that's going to help us in November.
Well, they're looking bad in poll results now.
Oh,
all right,
love
hey,
it.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Judith Schaefer, Deputy Director of Legal Affairs for People for the American Way, about John G. Roberts. That's coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't go away.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
Crazy, and start saving money in taxes. Call 1-866-HSA-EXPERT or go to your HSAExpert.com.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Iraq remains the scene of more violence today. There was a suicide bombing outside an Iraqi Army recruiting center, killing at least 10 people. Police say the attacker blew himself up at Baghdad Center's entrance. Some 20 people were injured by the blast. Same center was also targeted for an attack on July 10th. That incident took the lives of 25 people. And still more violence. Gunmen wounded the number two leader for the southern province of Basra this morning. And a U.S. chopper had to make a hard emergency landing north of Baghdad late Tuesday. No injuries reported, even though U.S. soldiers encountered hostile fire. An Italian prosecutor asked an appeals court today to issue arrest warrants for a half dozen more purported CIA operatives. The prosecutor accused them of helping to plan the abduction of a radical Muslim cleric in 2003. The Italian court issued warrants for 13 purported CIA operatives last month, but it turned down a request by one of the prosecutors to issue warrants for all six people accused of helping prepare the abduction of the Egyptian. Pakistani intelligence officials say today the authorities had arrested an important suspect in the London bombings while police in London removed a shattered carriage from a subway station, signaling a shift in the investigation's underground forensic work. Speaking in the eastern city of Lahore, the official declined to say when the man was arrested or elaborate on his alleged links with the bombings in London. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak to the media and because of the secretive nature of his job. Pakistani police earlier reported arresting seven people with links to the bombings in London. Los Angeles Police Chief Bill Bratton says investigators will likely never know which Los Angeles police officer's bullet killed a 19-month-old girl last week. Susie Pena was killed during a police shootout with her father July 10th. He also died. Police inspector says the bullet that killed the girl passed through her body, meaning it may never be found or may be mangled beyond identification. Police chief says the girl was hit in the head by a rifle round, and at least four officers in the shootout could have fired that round. SWAT team bullet killed the girl as her father, Jose Pena, held her with one hand while he fired at police with a gun in his other hand. Pena fired dozens of rounds, hitting one officer in the shoulder. And Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice announced increased U.S. funding today to support an African trade program that lifts export duties for thousands of products shipped from Africa to the United States. The United States will provide $1 million in grants to help West African nations improve transportation safety and infrastructure, Rice said. The improvements are intended to help those countries move goods for international trade. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
This news report is brought to you by General Motors. For the first time in history, everyone in America gets the Buick employee discount. You pay what Buick employees pay, not a cent more. At participating GM dealers only. Hurry, event ends July 5th.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, you can expect a slow ride heading into the Boulder area this morning. That's because of an earlier crash at the scenic overlook. It's now out of your way, but the delays still remain. Westbound I-70 runs heavy from 225. That's because of a crash in the left lane near Peoria. And southbound I-25 slows on your way into downtown. There was sluggish in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex. But the good news there, protesters have left the overpasses, so those delays should be clearing up very soon. Now around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all thinning out just a little bit. And looking at the forecast, another hot one on our hands with highs near 104 today. Right now it's 85 degrees. Breeze into Village Inn for their new endless summer menu. Try the refreshing BLT chicken salad or turkey cob croissant sandwich. Hurry, this delicious summer menu won't last forever. Good food, good feelings, Village Inn. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Tired of Bush? The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
It's FedEx. FedEx Express and FedEx Ground Shipping are now conveniently located at all Denver area Walgreens.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 104 degrees. We were just joking off the air. President Bush, George W. Bush, today, spoke with a bunch of law enforcement officers in the background, and I believe he spoke in Baltimore, Maryland. You know, when is he going to get out and speak where it's not a staged event? I'd like to invite him to the Pearl Street Mall to speak there and see what happens. All right, let's go to Judith Schaefer, who's Deputy Director for Legal Affairs at People for the American Way. And Judith, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. All right. I was talking to Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress about this. Bush has picked a stealth but not so stealth nominee. In other words, stealth in the fact that he's only been on the bench for 2 years, and yeah, he's argued 39, 40 cases in front of the Supreme Court, but we really don't know that much about him judicially, do we?
Well, certainly not judicially. He has a very, very limited record as a judge. As you said, he's only been on the bench for 2 years, but you know, he's not a stealth nominee, apparently, to the extreme right wing. They're all smiling today. In fact, you know, seconds after Bush announced the nomination last night, they pushed their buttons on their press releases about how happy they are. Some of them going so far as to say, you know, he's picked someone in the mold of Scalia and Thomas. So the question is, what does the extreme right in this country know that the rest of America so far in the United States Senate does not know about John Roberts? And that is why the confirmation process and the Senate Judiciary hearings, Senate Judiciary Committee hearings, will be so critical in properly evaluating this nomination.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, are we going to wake up and find out that what we've got here is somebody who thinks that he's Antonin Scalia the second? Are we going to get somebody who's going to be, another extreme right-wing ideologue on the court and tilt the court way rightwards, or is this guy capable of duplicating what Sandra Day O'Connor did and being a swing vote?
And you've asked exactly the right question, and that is why people really need to contact their senators and say, we cannot have a rush to judgment. There is a process. There will be hearings. You must ask the hard questions, and the way you put it, Jay, is exactly right. People need to find that out. The senators have an obligation to the American public to find that out. It is frightening that the right is already, you know, seems to know the answer, and that scares us. And in looking at, you know, John Roberts does have a sparse record, but what exists out there as a matter of public knowledge is of great concern to us. His limited judicial record, there are cases that are great, of great concern, and also when he served in the Reagan and Bush 1 administrations, positions that he has taken are very disturbing. He asked the Supreme Court to overturn Roe versus Wade in a case that did not even raise that issue.
But you know what he's going to say to that. He's going to say, well, I was working in the Solicitor General's office. This is what they wanted me to do.
Of course he'll say that, but here's the difference. There are people who work in government who are called career employees, and they work there. It doesn't matter what presidential administration it is. They're just there. They're not there as political appointees. And then there are the John Roberts of the world, the political appointees who are put in place by a particular administration. The job that he had in the Solicitor General's office was called the principal deputy, also called the political deputy, and there's a reason for that. He was there as a political appointment. You don't accept those jobs unless you share the political philosophy of the administration. So, yes, of course he's going to say, and he already has said, I was just, you know, a lawyer doing my job for the client, but this was a very, very different situation. He was in a position where he got to influence what positions the client said, because the client, after all, was the administration. It's not the same. You know, I used to be a lawyer in private practice. It's not the same when a company comes to a law firm and, you know, pays the money and
right.
hires the firm, and then people are assigned to go do X, Y, and Z. Very different situation.
Can you explain what the whole thing was yesterday with Edith Joy Clements? What was that all about? Was that some way? You know, was that a
I'm
trial?
Laughing because you don't know what it was like here in Washington. Well, you do maybe know what it was like here in Washington. You know, I don't know. I was astonished this morning when I read that Senator Cornyn had actually put out an embargo press release praising her nomination. That was one of the few things we didn't see yesterday. But there's absolutely no question. There were about 8 hours yesterday when the word was that it was Edith Brown Clement, and you know, I certainly don't know. I hope someday we get to find out whether that was a head fake by Karl Rove, just, you know, doing a little mind game on everybody else in Washington, or just some folks who thought they knew didn't really know, and the people they were talking to in the press just thought they really did know, you know, that they had good sources. I don't know. I hope someday we get to find out, because it's quite a great mystery.
Yeah, I thought this morning, well, what a clever way to get around the idea of not having to pick a woman or a minority by saying that the one is in contention, but then, oh, well, yeah, but then there's this guy, bait and switch.
Well, and not just that, but, I mean, this is a president who has sent all the messages to the Hispanic and Latino community that he really wanted to name the first Hispanic to the Supreme Court. He certainly had the opportunity to do that. He dangled that out there as well. You know, to replace, I mean, Sandra Day O'Connor was was a consensus nominee. She is someone who brought the country together. The president had an opportunity to name another consensus nominee. Instead, he's chosen a path of divisiveness. He has so far never proven to be the uniter, not divider, that he promised to be when he first ran for president.
Oh, did you know what I keep thinking back to, and I don't know how many people remember this. Do you remember the whole stunt with the Texas legislature that he had Democrats and Republicans lined up there? And they introduced him, or some stunt that was on TV, and he walked out, and they claimed that he could work with members of both parties, and blah, blah, blah. And so far, over his time in office, he's been exactly the opposite of what he claimed to be.
That's exactly right. And of course, you know, they're running around this morning about how he, quote, consulted with 70 senators. You know, calling someone up on the phone and saying, who do you think it should be, is not a consultation. A genuine consultation is, you know, I'm thinking about John Roberts. What do you think about that? It was a facade. There was no real consultation as the Constitution demands as part of the advice and consent procedure. But now it is critical that the Senate recognize, and I think most senators do, that the Constitution requires that they not be a rubber stamp, that no nominee to a federal court, and particularly to our highest court in the land, no nominee is presumptively entitled to confirmation. The burden is on John Roberts to show the Senate and the American public that he meets all the criteria. And that's just not only the intellectual criteria, which no one disputes that he satisfies, but that he has a commitment to preserving the rights and freedoms and interests that Americans hold dear. And so far, his record does not show that, and it is his burden to show that he is that kind of nominee.
But what are our chances of, of stopping the nomination? That's number one. And number two, what are the chances of the Democratic members of the Judiciary Committee asking the right and pointed questions? We've also got that gang of 14 hanging around out there, too. I mean, what are the chances of stopping this nomination?
Well, first of all, you know, at People for the American Way, we have not taken a position in opposition to this nomination. What we have said is that John Roberts' sparse record raises very, very serious concerns, and I underscore really, really serious, and that is why the confirmation process is so important. We have wonderful senators on the Judiciary Committee. They know how to ask questions. It's important that they hear from their constituents and from everyone else around the country about how critical it will be for them not just to ask the questions, but to insist that the questions get answered. John Roberts not be allowed to skate by saying, I'm not going to answer that, because, you know, imagine that you were conducting a job interview for someone, and the applicant just said, well, you know, I don't want to answer that. I mean, you wouldn't hire that person. So it has to be a meaningful hearing process, and I think that, you know, that is the message that the American public needs to send to the Senate.
I would love to sit down with Patrick Leahy, Chuck Schumer, and Dick Durbin, and I would love to ask them why they voted against the guy the first time around when he was up for the Court of Appeals. Wouldn't you love to ask that question?
Sure. I know that, and they will. You know, they will. They were on TV last night. They were talking about the importance of the process and asking the questions. I know Senator Schumer a couple of weeks ago did a speech here in Washington where he actually gave out a list of very important questions that he believes should be asked and answered. Again, it's not just enough to ask the questions. The senators have to insist that the nominee answers them, because the stakes are far too high. The court is completely, closely divided on most issues that affect all Americans, and the American people need to know where John Roberts stands in terms of his legal philosophy. And that doesn't mean that a nominee has to say, this is how I vote in a particular case. That would be wrong. But it is appropriate to ask the nominee, for example, does he believe that there is a right of privacy in the Constitution?
Boy.
Questions of that nature that don't go to particular cases. You know, you don't say, would you vote to overturn Roe v. Wade?
Right.
But do you believe there's a right to privacy? I mean, Americans deserve to know whether the next Supreme Court justice believes that as a matter of legal interpretation.
I hope we get those answers.
Judith, I certainly do.
Before we part company here, can give the People for the American Way's website so people can find out about your organization.
Sure, thank you. It's www.pfaw.org, as in People for the American Way.org.
Judith, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you. That's Judith Schaefer, Deputy Director of Legal Affairs for People for the American Way. Coming up next, we'll talk to Big Ed Schultz and see what his take on this is. And
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
This is Anderson. This is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
Tired of the same old lunch routine? Stop by your neighborhood Einstein Brothers for a splash in their Taste of the Tropics menu with orange mango bagels, peach mango muffins, kick and jerk chicken salad, and Caribbean crab chowder. Einstein Brothers has many delicious ways for you to escape to the tropics. To find out more about Einstein Brothers' Taste of the Tropics menu or to locate a store nearest you, click the banner in your player or visit www.einsteinbros.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out shastasdoghouse.com.
You don't have to be a designer to create an affordable, beautiful home. America's largest Broyhill store is celebrating their grand opening. Be inspired by the largest display of Broyhill furniture in your home. Visit the new Broyhill Home Collection Store, two blocks west of Havana on East Colfax and at broyhillofdenver.com.
Broyhill Home Collection.
Department or visit FightTheBiteColorado.com. A message from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Prepared for it to be 104 degrees today. Man, it is going to be hot. 9:20, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. 104 today. Is what they say it could get up to, depending on where you are within the sound of my voice, which could be anywhere. But it is going to be hot. All right. Now, tomorrow morning, Aaron Hart will be here. She'll be here on Friday morning. I'm going to fill in for Big Ed Schultz and try not to do any damage to his show both tomorrow and Friday. And we got Ed on the phone. And, Ed, good morning and welcome.
Damage? You're going to upgrade. What are you talking about?
I Yeah, that's what you say now. Wait till I'm done. You'll have to work extra hard after coming back from fishing, my friend.
We're looking for an upgrade. The heck with it staying the same.
All right. Now, you know what? I got information here about it. I didn't know this was going on, and I want you to talk a little bit about it. People can have breakfast with you. You're having a breakfast. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'm doing whatever they tell me to do.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're going to have a breakfast at the Oxford Hotel, and if people want to go to breakfast with you, I believe the tickets are like $100 a piece, which is a great way to spend $100, I would think, to have breakfast with you that morning. And we'll get the information out a little bit later here on the air. All right. We'll talk about you coming to town. We'll get to all of that. But I got to ask you about the Supreme Court nominee, and you must have had the same feeling this morning that I had. Yep, they pushed the Roe story off the front page.
Well, they did a great job of that, and I thought it was very interesting. I'm disappointed that I didn't see it coming, but yesterday the media really took the bait when everybody was running bios on Edith Clements and saying, here comes another woman of the Supreme Court, and really it was a great marketing technique by the righties and the Bush administration to do it this way, because when they did name Roberts, and his word, the word did leak out about a couple hours before the press conference, you know, there was a lot of competition in the media to research this guy ASAP and get a take on it, which, of course, raised the bar as far as anticipation, and which really ended up giving them a lot more coverage than they would have gotten otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
In the meantime, you got Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Jeff Sessions, and Cornyn from Texas, and Orrin Hatch, they're all out there smiling ear to ear in front of the TV cameras, you know, which led me to believe, well, this was a pretty well-orchestrated attempt to sidestep the media, build the anticipation, and then smack them with a conservative. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, this is what happens, you know, when elections go the way they go. Elections have consequences. I mean, the country elected a real conservative, and now he has nominated an equally dedicated conservative who has written some pretty interesting briefs on Roe v. Wade some time ago. So I tell you, this guy was smooth, articulate. Last night he almost looked presidential, a lot more polished than the president, I thought. A great presenter. His off-the-cuff comments were terrific.
Yeah. You can't beat them.
No, you really can't. So I think the Democrats did a great job yesterday and the liberals by keeping their powder dry and not saying much about the nominee until it happened. And I think that you'll probably see a lot of circumspect response from the Democrats for a while. You know, here's my take. I'm going to say this on the show today, too. I think Rehnquist is very involved in this. You know, this guy worked for Rehnquist.
Yeah, he clerked for him.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if this isn't the product of a deal. You know, Rehnquist put up, you know, did Rehnquist go to Bush and say, look, you want me to step down? You know, I'm hanging in there until you get my guy on the Supreme Court. I want my protege in there. I mean, how much arm twisting and winking was going on here? And I think that, you know, Rehnquist, of course, is saying that, oh, he's going to work as long as he can and as long as he feels good. Don't be surprised, and this is just my take, if Rehnquist all of a sudden is told by his doctor, you know, it'd be probably pretty good if you slow down a little bit. I think that there was some arm twisting here.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
The reason I ask that is because, I mean, the way I see it is, what a perfect pick. A guy who's only been on the bench for 2 years.
Yeah, they can't research him.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing out there. We know that he argued 39 cases in front of the Supreme Court, maybe 40. He can always fall back on the Roe versus Wade question. He can always fall back and say, well, when I was in the Solicitor General's office, that's what they told me to do, so I did it. I mean, to me, this guy, and he's 50 years old, too, which means he's going to be around for a while. To me, this guy's like a perfect... what a perfect candidate, because there's nothing out there. He's no paper trail.
Yeah, well, you're going to get a lot of protection from those people on the right as well. You're going to see some very aggressive comments coming from Republican senators saying, give this guy a chance, and he shouldn't have to answer these questions. And
right.
So we know the vetting process is going to heat up, and that I think there'll be contentious meetings. But, you know, should this be for the Democrats partial birth abortion, gay marriage, and flag burning? Should we just let it go? And I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. I think this guy, because the power in Washington is so far to the right, I think it should intensify the questions on Roberts. I do. I mean, the conservatives have got the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, and there's a lot of nervous people that they're going to get the judiciary. So I think that that should turn up the heat quite a bit on Roberts.
I think we asked the right questions. I hope that the Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee ask the right questions. We ask the right questions and take it from there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you can really do, right? I mean, it's too early to say anything yet.
It is. It is. And you got to wait until you get the attention of the American people. And that won't be until the hearings take place.
Yeah, and you know, it's surprising that ABC poll shows that, 53%? Of the American people are following the Karl Rove story closely.
I've been saying that all week long. You know, this is not an inside the Beltway story. That is a high percentage for the American people to be following a story. And let's be self-serving. This baby's made for talk radio.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, it is. It is. But there's also just this. I mean. But when it broke out, people said, "Oh, you know, listen, it's in the Beltway. The American public's not going to care." But the American public does care, and they're beginning to wise up to this guy. I think
they're saying it's over. You know, that's their best bullet point. It's all over. And listen, this is very serious stuff that they are allowing this kind of information to float and to manipulate the media the way they do. This is the same outfit that has reporters on the payroll.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the same outfit that plants a Jeff Gannon in the press room.
Which we have never gotten to the bottom of.
Exactly. Got James Woolsey coming up on the program today, former CIA director. I'm going to ask him, as you know, being the former head of the CIA, what's your take on this plane story? What if this had happened on your watch? And he's a staunch conservative. I'm anxious to see what his answer is going to be on that.
Yeah, you know, speaking of getting your answer on something, I want to run something by you that happened here locally, because we've only got about 2 minutes left. Tom Tancredo, the congressman, makes this comment about blowing up the Muslim holy sites. Did you catch that?
I did.
What's your take on that?
I think he's off his rocker. I think that this is no time to make inflammatory comments or to plot strategy or offer up that kind of stuff in public. We're living in some pretty dangerous times right now. And to inflame things like that, I don't think it's the right thing to say.
Yeah, it was really a stupid move. All right, so you're going to be gone the next 2 days, and you're going fishing?
We are taking off tonight and heading over to Sheboygan, Michigan, a great Union town, by the way.
Yeah.
And we just go over there, you know, for a couple, 3-4 days every year and do some salmon fishing, and which is near and dear to my heart. I want to thank you, Jay, for doing the program the next couple of days.
Oh, my pleasure. And, let's hope I don't wreck it.
No. You do a great job, and I really appreciate you doing this. And, you know, I can't stand best ofs. You know, I think we'll play the tape from last week. That is like watching paint dry, no matter how good the show is. And it's great to have you willing to do this, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for being asked. Let me ask you real quickly. You're coming to town. You're going to be here for the Be the Change event on the 30th. You're doing your show live here on the 29th, so we're going to get a chance to meet face-to-face.
You bet. I'm looking forward to it. And I really appreciate all the people that have signed up to come to the program. Looks like we're going to have a pretty good turnout.
It's sold out.
And is it? Great. Okay. Well, that's terrific. And Team Fargo will be there, and we'll who knows? We might even play polka music. We might really make it exciting.
Yeah, why not? Polka music's great. And if people want to have breakfast with you, Ed, it's $100 apiece. For information and reservations, they can call Lois Court at 303-355-3546. That's at the Oxford Hotel, 303-355-3546. Ed, can't wait to meet you face-to-face.
Thanks, Jay, and I appreciate you doing the program.
Thank you for asking me, Ed.
You bet.
All right.
Yep.
There's Big Ed Schultz, and I'll fill in for him tomorrow on Friday, and we'll try not to wreck his show. And meanwhile, we got 30 minutes left here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're going to talk to Lawrence O'Donnell coming up next, political analyst for MSNBC, a guy who says that he knew about Karl Rove. weeks before it happened. We'll talk to him coming up. 9:30 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talkers, Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Earlier problems have been cleared up, so we're actually seeing a pretty nice ride at the moment. I-25 still a little slow in both directions through T-Rex. I-70 moving along fine from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 a little sluggish into the Tech Center and around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, they're all doing pretty good. And the Turnpike is moving along just fine in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. That earlier accident westbound, it is now out of your way and the delays are gone. Looking at the forecast, another hot one on our hands with a high near 104. Right now, it's 85 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use most. Compare for yourself.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
Summer be a life preserver. Give blood. Call Bonfies at 303-363-2300 or visit bonfies.org. Give before September 10th.
Rockies Autos as well. And I know buying a car is a big deal. It's not an everyday thing, and it's a big deal, and you want to be able to go to people that you know and that you trust. And I'm telling you, Rockies is the place to go. Mary and I know about Rockies. Why? Because we have bought cars there, and my friends work at Rockies. And Rockies is a big supporter of AM 760 here. So, you know, I just love to be able to get on the radio and talk about them. They've got a matching down incentive going on. It's still going on, up to $1,500. They cover you with Carfax. Once again, cars are a big investment. And this tells you all you need to know about that automobile. Plus, they cover you with the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. At Rockies Autos, they've got a staff that'll really make you feel at home. Guys like a Spanky and the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv, and my buddy Colby and the Tower of Power, and John and all the gang out at Rockies. Their hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you show up after 9, things will be fine. They'll take care of you. Rockies Autos. Now, they're going to be at the Adams County Fair this weekend, so if you're there, stop by the Rockies booth. You'll be able to see Shagman, Odell, and Audra. They'll be there both Saturday and Sunday, noon until 4. Rockies Autos, located at the corner.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store, now open at Flatiron Crossing. The sale runs now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their Homecrest Palm Bay patio sets. Plus huge savings on their cast wicker and teak furniture from Casual Classics. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations. Employees pay not a cent more at participating dealers only. The Pontiac Employee Discount for everyone. Event ends August 1st. Tired of Bush? The change starts now. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, joins Be the Change USA for a celebration of democracy Saturday.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
How long had you known that Karl Rove was the leaker, or one of the leakers, in this whole thing with Valerie Plame?
I knew it for several months, and I didn't reveal it until the day that Time magazine was handing over its emails to the special prosecutor. And what I had known for several months is that those emails would reveal that Karl Rove was the source that Matt Cooper was protecting, in effect, by refusing to reveal his sources, and that Karl Rove was the person who, in effect, was going to be sending Matt Cooper to jail. And so I knew it for months, and Jay, and I it was a tough decision. I talked to a lawyer about it. I thought about revealing it earlier, but what would have happened to me, I would have been immediately, if I revealed it in, say, March, I would have immediately been subpoenaed into the grand jury and been asked, how do you know that? And then I'd be in the situation of having to protect my sources, and then I'd be on the same legal track that Matt Cooper and Judy Miller was on, and I felt that that would, in a certain way, kind of trivialize where they were in this process. And I didn't want to interfere with that judicial process that was already underway over basically the same issue, which is this, the question of sources. And so I waited till it was both legally safe for me, and I would avoid subpoena, and also a non-interfering element with the case. So literally in the hour that the special prosecutor was receiving Time magazine's emails, I revealed on the McLaughlin group what the contents of the emails. And then a day after that, Karl Rove's lawyer started making some public statements, and within a couple of days, the thing had really snowballed.
Did you know about Lewis Scooter Libby?
No. The only thing I knew was that Karl Rove was the source that was being protected by Matt Cooper. That's the only thing I knew. I have no idea about Judy Miller's sources. Matt Cooper had already testified about his contacts with Scooter Libby, because Scooter Libby had given Matt Cooper a specific release from his pledge of secrecy. And so Cooper had testified about Scooter Libby a year before. What I knew was simply the contents of the Time magazine emails.
Something has got to come out of this. I mean, the fact that it's been under investigation for 2 years. How much trouble do you think Karl Rove is really in?
I think he's in a lot of trouble, but let me just clarify. It has not been under investigation for 2 years.
It hasn't? I thought it had been going on for 2 years.
Well, let's be careful about it. Most of the 2 years, the special prosecutor has been trapped by these two reporters in an appeals process on simply addressing the subpoenas to these reporters. So really, you had about 6 months maximum of investigation before the special prosecutor hit a dead end where he needed Matt Cooper's testimony and Judy Miller's testimony. Matt Cooper and Judy Miller refused to testify, so the special prosecutor was chasing their testimony for a year and a half. So that was an unproductive year and a half in this investigation. This is the same. This special prosecutor has a day job, too. He's the U.S. attorney in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he just busted one of Daly's aides.
Right. So you can read quotes by Patrick Fitzgerald in the press today about the crackdown on corruption in the Daly administration in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So this job he has in Washington is a part-time job. He has not actually had to spend that much time on it, because the reporters have defied his subpoenas for so long.
Yeah, well, I worked at WLS in Chicago, so I'm well familiar with him, and he is fearless. I mean, he is a fearless guy. But let me get back to this. How much trouble do you think Karl Rove is actually in?
Well, because of your point about Fitzgerald, I think Fitzgerald is a fearless and very able prosecutor, and today's indictments in Chicago indicate that. He has, by the way, 30 cooperating witnesses in a corruption investigation of Mayor Daley's administration. That's a very difficult thing to achieve for a prosecutor. So based on the prosecutor's own representations to the court, he has written briefs to the court in the Court of Appeals explaining what his case is. And he has actually shown secret information to the judges that only the judges have been allowed to see. That's grand jury information and possibly some CIA information that isn't even part of the grand jury. That's been shown to the judges. All of the judges, the trial court judge and the appeals court judges, in their written opinions, all say that this is a very serious case. One of the judges says, I'm quoting, "I have no doubt that the leak at issue was a serious matter." The judges repeat that kind of thing all the way through their opinions. One of them says that he actually would not have ordered the reporters to testify if the leak, I'm quoting now, was, quote, "less harmful to national security," end quote. These judges are saying that this is a very, very serious crime that is being investigated. One of the judges uses the phrase in his written opinion, "the plot against Wilson," that what is being investigated here, he calls a plot against Wilson. Now, that's not a Democratic spinner saying that this was a plot against Wilson. This is a judge who knows more about this case than any of us and anyone else in the country, who has seen the secret documentation in the case, who has seen the secret grand jury testimony, and says there's a very serious crime here. And this judge, by the way, that I'm quoting now, Judge Tittell in the appeals court, he actually found that there is indeed a federal precedent in Federal Rule 501, for the lawyers in the audience, that there is a federal precedent for a shield for reporters. And he was saying that he would not order these reporters to testify, that he would indeed support their protecting of their sources if the crime being investigated was not so serious. He says that it is the gravity of the crime that forces him to order the testimony of these reporters.
So it's not Democratic. It's not Democratic spin that this is a serious deal.
These are conservative judges. These are very, very careful people. Look, for you to think that the prosecutor, for people to think, as most Washington pundits do, and they're laughable to me when I watch them on TV talking about this. They don't know what they're talking about. They haven't read the appeals court opinions. They haven't read the prosecutor's briefs. They haven't read the defense, the reporter's lawyer's briefs. They haven't read any of this stuff. So they don't know what this case is actually about. And they're all generally saying, there's nothing much here. There probably isn't a crime. You know, it's a difficult law to break. And it's very unlikely that this prosecutor is going to get any kind of indictment even. Well, you have to not know who Fitzgerald is to say that, number one.
Right.
And then you have to presume that every judge who has examined Fitzgerald's material, which is a total of five at this point, that every one of them is an idiot. Every one of them is being fooled by a prosecutor who has nothing. Now, I can believe that one of them is. That's easy for me, that there's a judge out there who will do anything the prosecutor wants and order any reporter to testify at any time. But I don't believe that there's a bunch and that they're all sitting in the appeals court in Washington, D.C., and they're all willing to go along with a prosecutor who has nothing. This prosecutor is on to something. He's on to something very, very serious. I believe he is going to get an indictment that will be taken very seriously. And by the way, it may not be an indictment under the law that we've all been studying so closely, the one about revealing the identity.
Yeah, the 82 identities, the 82 identity
law. That's right. That is a difficult law to break, and I have written about this on HuffingtonPost.com. It is a difficult law to break. It has several different components that must be met in order to have a violation, but there are other controlling legal authorities here, including the Espionage Act and other laws that involve the release of classified information generally.
All right, Lawrence, can you hang on just a second?
Sure.
A break. Can you stick around?
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management.
confident. Traction for your career.
Now's the time to get the Harley-Davidson you've been dreaming of. Freedom Harley-Davidson is having an end-of-the-model-year blowout sale on all remaining 05s in stock. Freedom Harley-Davidson is now open 6 days a week and is offering zero down on most models with approved credit. Plus, stop by now and register to win free summer concert tickets. Freedom Harley-Davidson on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Check freedomh-d.com for more information. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. Get to Denver's premier dealership, Freedom Harley Davidson.
MusicBeyondWords.com. I'm your host, Marie Michaels. You've waited a long time for this. Now, with just a click of the mouse, you can experience New Age music on your computer like never before. MusicBeyondWords.com. Remember Sunday mornings? MusicBeyondWords.com will help you capture that morning sunrise. Maybe revisit a walk along Cherry Creek. Enjoy pure New Age music from today and yesterday with MusicBeyondWords.com. Delicate vocals, native flute, slacky guitar are but a few of the incredible sounds you will experience with MusicBeyondWords.com. Soothing, refreshing, 24 hours a day without interruption, MusicBeyondWords.com. Take a moment and join me, Marie Michaels, on a musical journey through the inspiring sounds of New Age music at MusicBeyondWords.com.
Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3.
American public about the critical need for making energy independence a national priority and to using grassroots efforts to support and achieve our independence by the year 2025. And you can get involved by replacing household electric water heaters with solar water heating systems to reduce fuel consumption by 50 to 80% and replace incandescent bulbs with compact fluorescent bulbs to reduce the need for nuclear power plants. Support tax initiatives for aggressive alternative fuel, research, development, and deployment. Go to www.ei2025.org.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available. So request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
How serious this is. So what I want to say to you is, you must have seen Ken Melman of the Republican National Committee on Meet the Press last Sunday. You must have been laughing your head off.
No, the way I watch Meet the Press in those shows is when the spinners are on, I just ignore everything they say. It's a complete waste of time. It depresses me. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous television.
I mean, Melman wasn't even in the ballpark, according to you.
No, but look, there's also spinners on the other side talking about,
well, sure, that's
talking
true
about treason and all sorts of madness here. I mean, you know, this is a serious crime, but it's not treason, and it can easily be exaggerated, as some people do. And so, look, I mean, they are the spin side of this coming from the Republican Party is to completely ignore any facts in the case. But the other people who are doing that, I must say, that I find intellectually the weakest discussants. I mean, because obviously we know the Republican thing is just pure spin. But the press side of this argument, that there's somehow something purely honorable in what Judy Miller is doing or in what Matt Cooper has done, what has to be recognized is that these people are the enemies of the truth. Now, if you find that there is some overriding principle that is higher than truth that should be honored in this case, which I can understand. I mean, I'm very sympathetic to Matt Cooper's view of
right.
this. I completely disagree with it, completely. And as do the judges in this case. I mean, one of them points out very elegantly in his opinion that these reporters are not protecting a whistleblower. They are protecting the people who attacked a whistleblower. And one of the judges said, if these reporters were protecting a whistleblower, we would help them protect the whistleblower.
Well, you know, thank you
They're
for
not
saying,
doing that.
Thank you for saying that, because I thought I was the only one that was insane. And I'll give you an example of this about Lou Dobbs on CNN. I've heard him repeatedly say over and over again that, well, Judith Miller is the only victim in this. And I always want to scream at the TV and say, she's no victim. She's protecting people who are trying to wreck a guy's life and his wife's life and their careers.
Yeah, listen, I have sympathy with that view. It is an absolutist view that a reporter's privilege is an absolute privilege in which there should be absolutely no exceptions to their, in effect, hiding the truth by protecting their sources. I believe they should have a shield law. I don't believe it should be absolute. I believe this is precisely the kind of case in which the shield law would have an exception. And in the states that have shield laws, this is exactly the kind of case that they have exceptions, and they override it, and they say, now you have to tell us, because the gravity of the crime that your information can reveal is so serious that we have to have it. And so it's completely unreasonable, but very knee-jerk. I mean, I've heard people say, I was on Air America recently where for a half an hour before me, Floyd Abrams was on, and Al, you know, Franken was praising him, as I understand.
Right.
He's got a great history as a First Amendment lawyer. But you cannot praise Floyd Abrams' work in this case and want to know the truth. That's an impossible thing to do, because Floyd Abrams' job, as a lawyer's job frequently is to prevent you from knowing the truth. Now, you can cheer him on in his next case, but if you actually really want to know the truth in this case, he is as much your enemy in getting at the truth as anyone in the Bush administration who's trying to hide the truth from you.
All right. On a scale of seriousness, do you think this matches Watergate?
No, because it's not going to bring down a presidency. No one's going to be forced into resigning or quitting beyond the one, two, maybe three people or you know, who will be indicted here. In Watergate, you had an entire administration indicted.
That's
you had
true.
An attorney general indicted. You had it was an administration where the vice president was convicted of a crime. It was madness. No, it's not on that scale. It's an individual or two or three person, possibly inadvertent commission of a crime. And it's not at all on the same level, and I don't think the stakes are at the same level, and I think the value of Plame's covert status is very much exaggerated by people who you know see that who want to champion the anti-Roe side of the case. But there is what this court has decided is the two courts involved have decided is a very, very serious crime, and I believe them.
But yeah, that's another thing that's under dispute. I mean, some people say that she was covert, and some people say that Joe Wilson say that he wasn't covert.
Witness number one, okay? When you're prosecuting, investigating this case, witness number one in the grand jury is a CIA administrator, a personnel administrator, who describes to the grand jury her covert status. If witness number one does not satisfy the legal requirement for her being covert, you do not call witness number two. There are no more witnesses. You disband the grand jury, and you go home. Now, the CIA referred this case to the Justice Department because they believed the law was broken. The Justice Department then took it so seriously, John Ashcroft did, that he said, I can't investigate this. We've got to get a special prosecutor. They then got the best prosecutor in the country to come and handle this thing. Patrick Fitzgerald was not going to do 2 days of work on this thing if he did not have, on day one, certification of Valerie Plame's covert status.
So that whole argument that people bring up about, oh, well, she wasn't covert and it didn't matter, that's nuts, too.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's
so crazy. So how important was her work?
Well, you know, we will never know. That will never be revealed, even if this case goes to trial, because
right.
In trials like this, there are pieces of information that are never revealed publicly. And so what her actual work was will not become a matter of contention in the case. The case will turn on things like, well, I didn't know she was covert, and you know that's where your defense
right.
would be presented, and or I don't remember who told me. I mean, Carlo's been brought into the grand jury 3 times. If you get brought into the grand jury once, it's scary. If you get brought in twice, you're in very serious trouble. If you get brought in 3 times, they're after you. Now, when you tell the special prosecutor, as he has done, that I don't remember who told me that Valerie Plame worked in the CIA. Now, I don't recall is the answer that any lawyer will tell you to give when you get into the really hot water. Now, every prosecutor knows that that is usually untrue. And in this instance, the information that Karl Rove is responding, I don't recall, the question he's responding, I don't recall to, is the central question of the case. This prosecutor does not believe him. No one on the grand jury believes him when he says, I do not recall.
All right.
Now, can you penetrate the I don't recall? It's very tough for a prosecutor to do that.
All right, I'm out of time, but bottom line, what happens to Rove, in your opinion?
I think he's going to lose his job, whether he's indicted or not. I think the president actually will be stuck with his original formulation that if you were involved, you have to go, and I do think Rove will go.
Thank you so much for this time. It's really been great. Thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. All right, Aaron Hart here tomorrow morning, and I'll be on Ed Schultz's show. Let's hope I don't wreck it tomorrow afternoon. Thank you so much to everybody who called this morning. You made the show, and thanks to all of the guests. And also thank you to John Turk, the producer of this program, who put all this together.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the